I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Jabbour. We're live from Bears Stadium. It is state championship Saturday. The 3A state championship going to be played today here at Bears Stadium between the Rifle Bears and the Sterling Tigers. And the excitement has been building all week. I talked to players, coaches. They've had trouble sleeping this week, and it's understandable. The whole town, the whole valley, the whole county is excited about this one. Two teams that have kind of struggled to get to this spot, and boy, they've earned it, and it should be a great, great game. Kickoff at 1 o'clock, and we're just kind of wandering around talking to folks. This is an exciting day for a lot of not only current students and players, but some old timers who've been around a long time. And the last guy, the last coach to lead the Rifle Bears to a state championship was Gordon Cooper, 1973, and Jack Jabbour standing by with Gordon.
Yeah, I'm up here with Coach Coop in the press box. Of course, Coach, 1973, you were down on the sidelines. A lot of people don't know, Coach Cooper had a little pro stint, played with the Detroit Lions, did a little Canadian football, but these days he's mostly hunting and fishing, but today's all about football. What do you remember about that 73 team, Coach?
Well, I know we were pretty big. We had some big kids, and it was a tough game in Yuma, it was different, that's for sure.
Well, you had a couple of speedsters too, or a kid who could throw the ball. I remember Heiner and Hall from those days.
Yes, Russell Heiner and Ray Hall. Russell was really a good back. Quick. He was fast, but he was quicker than he was fast, which helped us a lot. And that's why one of the reasons I think we lost the next year was because he got hurt in the semifinal game, and that kind of messed us up.
Might have gone back-to-back. Yeah, I played a little fast-pitch softball with Russ back in the day. Is there anybody else from that longtime Rifle residents might remember from that team? Your coaching staff, I remember.
Well, I remember, like Walt Hoff helped, and Jack Smith and Bob Bloomfield were the three assistant coaches. And, Ronnie Fritzlin, who passed away, he was one of our tackles, and Steve O'Dell and Kirk Swallow, who runs Swallow Oil, he was an end. And my two sons played on that team, and so, it was really great.
Yeah, a lot of those folks are still around in the area. I don't know, it might have been a year or two later, Billy Moore. Was Billy on those teams?
Yes, Billy was on those teams, and the next year is when Russell got hurt, is when he had to take over. Of course, he was a good little halfback, but he wasn't quite, didn't quite have the speed that Russell had. So we didn't do, we lost that semifinal game.
And just thinking about those 73-74 teams, can you recall their records?
Well, we were, we lost to Montrose in the first game in 73, like about 40-13 or something. Then we won every game. We barely beat Meeker, I think, 7-6 on the extra point. And we won 22 straight until the semifinal game when Russell got hurt, or we might. But I like to think we would have won the state championship that year also. But that's the way it goes.
Just thinking back on those teams and playing football then, how do you see football different today? How has it changed at the high school level, do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot more kids, a lot more schools participating. And, I think the coaches are more sophisticated now probably, and a lot more, they have a lot more coaches for each team. And so they're a lot more sophisticated as far as the plays and the systems they use and so forth.
And you talked about how big your team was. You had a big line, and of course there's no substitute for speed, and that's always a big factor. But as far as weight training and that sort of thing, that wasn't emphasized then.
Oh no, we didn't. We had a weight room a little bit, but we never had. We couldn't get kids to come in the summer because usually they were working on the farms and the ranches and stuff. So we did not have good weight programs like they have now, which makes a lot of difference.
Of course, throwing those 80-pound bales around was probably a pretty good workout for some of those linemen. You stayed close to Rifle Athletics, and you followed this team. Obviously, Coach Gorham has taken teams to the playoffs 10 straight years, and many of them won their conferences. This team didn't. But in some ways, playing and losing to Glenwood, Palisade, and Moffitt seems to have made them tougher and more playoff-ready.
Yeah, I think they're more, team-oriented, more family-oriented. They're like a family, like the team players say. And Coach Gorham and his staff has worked real hard, and I'm happy to see him here.
What has this week been like here in Rifle for Rifle residents?
Well, it's been awesome. You know, people have been really supporting the team and going all out. They got the bear paws all up and down the roads and everything. It's really great.
Did you go to the pep rally at the high school Friday?
No, I didn't go. I didn't get down there.
Have you been contacted by any of your former players this week?
No, I haven't been contacted by any of them.
I wonder if there's not some out in the crowd here. Just the last thing, Coach, if you were coaching, what would you be saying to your team right about now or leading up to this game?
I'd just tell them to do the same things they've been doing all year and, you know, hit hard and run fast as they can and be very, very aggressive.
And do you think, do you put anything in special for a championship game? You were in one and then almost in the next year. Did you do anything a little differently, or did you just try to execute what you've done?
Well, we tried to execute what we've done, but we also made a naked reverse or something like that, which would help.
I remember the onside kick last week seemed to be Rifles faked it and faked it and faked it, you know, every single kickoff for years now, and then finally they pulled it on NIWAT and they made it work.
It worked like a charm. It was great to do that.
Sort of reminded me of you pulling on your ear for the suicide squeeze in those baseball teams.
Yeah, that's true. I remember one time we was playing Glenwood up here, and it wasn't for any championship or anything, but we were ahead of old Nick Stubel, the old great coach of Glenwood. We had Russell Henner when he was a freshman, and we ran the reverse right down here on the west side of the field, and we beat Glenwood that day because of that reverse. And old Nick came up to me after and said, "Sly Fox."
And, of course, you won a couple of baseball championships, too. David Beecraft and Bobby Chick as your ace hurlers. I remember those days well. So here's an opportunity for another state championship to come to Rifle. They're few and far between, and I'm sure everybody's savoring just the opportunity.
Yes, I'm sure they are, and I just sort of pray they win today, and I think they have a great opportunity.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach Cooper. Thanks a lot, Jack. Jack, I'm standing by with Bill Sanderson, proud papa of Kyle Sanderson, the quarterback of this Rifle Bears team. I can hear it in your voice when you do that Alpine Bank ad. You're a proud dad.
Yeah, I was pretty choked up, as any dad would be. You know, any kid that's ever put the pads on, this is their dream come true, and it's happening for these Rifle kids today, and it's just a great feeling for the whole community. The whole Valley's excited about it.
What was Kyle's routine this morning? Did he sleep much last night?
He got to bed about 11 and was up at 7 and showered and ate a little breakfast and got out the old 2003 highlight film and pumped up watching last year's season. And it's ironic. The coaches develop a motto for each team every year, and the motto for this year's team was "It's time." And talking about it's time to get a state championship back here, and lo and behold, here it is.
It was pretty prophetic if they can pull it off today. Although it was looking kind of bleak in the middle of the season, the rifle hit that roadblock where they lose 3 out of 4. And I know Coach Daryl Gorham was just saying, we just need to survive.
Yeah, you know, we were really fortunate that Eagle Valley came into our league. That got us that extra playoff spot. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. And our, as you know, our league is arguably the toughest in 3A, I would say. And four of our teams made it to the playoffs, and three went on to the next round, and two to the semis. So it's just an opportunity of a lifetime and a great opportunity for these kids. And they're just loving it. And they know the job didn't finish yet, and they're hoping to get it done today.
And so are the parents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a thrill for everybody.
Bill, congratulations, and I'll go let you go get your seat and get warm and get ready for a great game.
All right, Ron, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Bill Sanderson, our guest there. And
I've got somebody over here.
Okay, Jack.
Okay, I've got Dave Kost, one of the teachers at Rifle High School and also the proud father of number 51, Mitch Koch.
All right.
And we were just talking about the condition of the field, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, it's been an ice box all week, and this is the warmest day we've had all week, and they've been working real hard to get it cleaned up, and I think it looks pretty good. They're still going to slip and slide out there quite a bit, but it's going to work.
It's pretty fantastic having a state championship game at home. Of course, you know, you've been to some things in basketball and wrestling, but you always have to go over the hill, and here it is in Rifle. What's that been like here at the high school?
you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a neat thing to bring it to a community as opposed to throwing it over the hill where only a few people could go. I've seen so many people involved in this who wouldn't even normally come to a football game or be involved, and it's brought the whole community together from 99 to 9. They're all excited, and it's great.
And how have things been in the Kosh household?
We're excited. We're trying to keep it low-key, and, you know, Mitch is going to go out and do his job, and hopefully good things will happen. But just been another crazy week for us, just normal.
When the team went through those three losses in four games, you know, starting, I guess, with the Glenwood game, and then here on this field, and then it was that fantastic game in Palisade where the Bulldogs pulled it out at the end. What was the mood of, you know, Mitch and the other players during that time?
You know, I guess I always look at it from a coach's perspective, and the coaches did a really nice job of just keeping the kids' heads in it, and the kids are, I don't know if you'll find a more intelligent team. These kids are very intelligent kids, hardworking kids, successful in lots of different things. So they know there's ups and downs, and they know that you just take care of business. And they also knew that they didn't exactly get blown out in those games. But they also knew it was their responsibility to make those plays, and particularly in the Glenwood game and the Moffitt County game, they didn't step up and make the plays they needed. And that's really the fundamental difference. These last 3 weeks, they've stepped up and made plays. And it's been different kids at different times, lots of kids.
It certainly has. The defense has played well. It might be a key today. Sterling, of course, is a fairly balanced team, but their quarterback really likes to throw. Of course, we saw them play Glenwood, and Glenwood was actually up 16-0 at one point. Then they got that long run called back, and Sterling came back with a punt return and made a game of it. Or you might be seeing Glenwood and Rifle here today, but. The Palisade game, of course, was a heartbreaker. But like you say, different guys have put things together. I don't know. You couldn't tell me, but it seems like they've pulled out something a little different for each game. I know as a coach yourself, a lot of times you just want execution. Do you do anything special for a game, for a state championship game?
Well, absolutely not. I guess you watch a little more film, maybe, and you pay a little closer attention to the details. But one thing about this coaching staff is they're real professionals, and they have been working their tails off because I see them in there late in the morning and early, or late at night and early in the morning. And, you know, one thing about Rifle's offense and their schemes is from the beginning, from August, it's a very diverse setup. And so, yeah, maybe you emphasize different things in different games depending on your opponent. But, no, you do not put in new stuff here, really. You dance with the girl that brought you here.
And, of course, that onside kick was not new because that's something Rifle's been doing and working on and faking game after game after game. And so they just executed it to perfection. Would you say that was the key to last week's game, or what do you think?
You know, again, good coaching, good details. They saw something in the way that Niwot was lining up, and they had a special hook kick that, you know, they practice all year, and they've just been waiting for somebody to give them that opportunity, and Niwot did. So the coaches had the guts to make that call. It was a fairly gutsy call, being up 10-7 to open up the second half with an onside kick. But they saw something. It wasn't an accident. And really, the message of this team is hard work from everybody on the team, you know, and from the coaches to the managers to the players. Everybody's contributing, and they're all doing their job, and a lot of little things make a really great season.
I've seen you at some pep rallies yourself. What was it like here at the high school Friday?
People were pretty pumped up. You know, a lot of kids, again, involved who don't normally get involved. And as a dad, it was, you know, amazingly, you know, I kind of teared up. It was a tough situation to see them out there. It's really emotional, and you're just so proud, And, you know, every parent is so proud of these kids. And that's the thing that's neat. There's a lot of kids who, you know, maybe they just contribute on kickoffs. Maybe they contribute, maybe they're on the line on extra points. But it takes a whole team, and they're all doing a great job.
Thank you, Coach. You're a coach as well. But the Dave Kosh here, proud father, teacher at Rifle High School, and looking forward to a great afternoon. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot. Jack, standing by with me is Coach Don Miller, legendary coach, Glenwood Springs High School. Don, good to see you out here supporting Rifle.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I just up talking to Coop and Jack, you know, and last week when you was down there when they played Conifer and it was a little bit cold, Jack had a family deal he attended, so I got to run the clock.
All right. Well, you've had experience doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just rooting for the Bears. I don't know much about Sterling except what I heard. I didn't get to see him play. And I've watched the Bears, and I just hope they can do a good job today.
It's good for Western Slope football. It really gets us some respect.
Right at home.
Thanks a lot, Coach Don Miller. And I've also got Mike Powell, the executive director of Lift Up. And Mike, you got your Bears colors on. Your son played here, what, 99? Am I right?
That's correct, 98, 99, 2000.
And he had some good years.
They had, and, you know, frankly, they've been very competitive ever since I've been here, since 98. It's a fun place to be. I'm from the South, and football rules.
And rifle football has ruled for a long time, and they always get good crowds. But today, I've seen folks from Eagle Valley. I've seen folks from all over the Western Slope showing up to this one.
This is incredible. We actually showed up, my wife and I, about 9:30 just to make sure we got the seat we wanted. So we've seen here people from all the local schools are here. It's great.
Mike, quick reminder about the Angel Tree Drive and Lift Up and how things are going.
The Angel Tree Drive is going well. All the trees should be up by now. All of the high traffic places, they should be out. Registration for the holidays ended yesterday. So now is the time to be out there getting those angels and getting those gifts back by the 13th.
All right, good deal. Mike Powell, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.
Mike Powell, our guest. And I want to remind you folks about the getting to the game. The gates opened at 11 o'clock this morning. Central parking is probably full at the RE2 transportation lot on Prefontaine and the lower Rifle High School lots. I imagine they're full. However, free park and ride is also being offered at Rifle Middle School and at the fairgrounds. The shuttle will started at about 11:30, and I've been seeing full buses bringing fans here to the to Bears Stadium, and it's every seat is taken, so you're going to have to just find a place to stand and take it in. It's a warm, relatively warm day, and a beautiful day for football. Jack, you got anybody else with you up there?
I do. I'm sitting here with Cheryl Alfini. You may recognize that last name.
You bet.
And wife of Bill Alfini. A lot of people know Bill as a chiropractor and takes care of a lot of people's backs in the Valley. But Cheryl's claim to fame, I suppose, would be the proud mother of a couple of Rifle High School alumni, both of whom were involved in athletics this past year. You were just telling me about the boys, Cheryl.
Yeah, I was saying Alfonso's graduating from Mason State in about a couple of weeks, and he's going into teaching and strength and conditioning coaching, and Anthony is in his sophomore year at School of Mines.
And you were saying Anthony went there to wrestle, but he's missing football?
Well, he went there on a wrestling scholarship and stuck with the wrestling program for 1 year, and then decided that he really missed football and walked onto the team this year and made the team and stood on the sidelines a lot this year, but he'll get to play next year, we hope.
Mines had quite a season this year. They were undefeated for a long time.
It was unbelievable. I think something like since 1953, they haven't had a season like this. In fact, they went to the second game of the playoffs, and it was really terrific.
Now, I've seen you at the sidelines here at the rifle games as well, so even though you don't have any boys playing, you're still coming out.
Yeah, it's sort of addictive. You get that in the habit, and you just can't stay away, so we're having a great time.
And how did you prepare for this game? Of course, did you go down to the last week's? Probably not. Listen to it on the radio. So how did you prepare for this game as far as what do you do to get ready?
Well, I work at Rifle High School, so all week long I've been watching what they're doing, and it's just been an incredible trip. You know, everybody's just working hard to get this game off, and I don't know how a parent prepares, because I've never been to this point before, but I think all you do is just come out and have a great time, and it's a wonderful thing for Rifle High School.
Thank you, Cheryl, and say hello to the boys for me.
All right, Jack, thanks, and I'm standing by with Tom Dunlap, proud dad of Casey Dunlap. Casey's had a heck of a season, Tom.
Yeah, it's been a great season for all the boys. Casey's loving this. We've got all, you know, half dozen of these boys that have come up through Pee Wee football together, and like they say, this has been a 10-year coming for them, and they're so excited that they just can't hardly wait to get this game underway.
I know Casey's an intense competitor. He's wrestled since he was little, barely old enough to walk, and I know wrestling has helped him in his football game.
Oh, absolutely. once he gets his hands on them, they usually go down. We've been actually putting off wrestling season because we've been in the playoffs, and he's totally committed to this game. And like you said this morning, he can't hardly wait to hit somebody.
All right. Well, it's going to be, the field conditions actually, I think, favor Rifle and their running style.
I believe they do. We have a very strong, not real big, but very strong team. And we love to use the power run. Casey plug in the middle, Rocky going to the outside and off tackle. Casey leading the blocking for him. Our ends and tackles get off the ball really well. I think with this footing, with Sterling being a passing team, I think they may get some slips and slides out there, and hopefully we get a few turnovers and can capitalize and just pound on them.
All right, Tom, I'll let you get your seat, get comfortable, and we'll cheer on the Bears.
Thank you very much.
Tom Dunlap, father of Casey Dunlap. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff. We're about less than a half hour away. The Sterling Tigers and the Rifle Bears, the 3A state championship. You're listening to the Best Country, 99.1 KMTS. Good afternoon. We're back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. The Rifle Bears getting ready to take on the Sterling Tigers. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff in the 3A state championship. Again, a reminder, if you're getting here kind of late, there's a free park and ride lot at Rifle Middle School. The shuttle started at 11:30. Of course, if it'll bring you here, and of course it'll take you back after the game. There's a huge crowd expected, a huge crowd already here. They've got stands set up at either end zone. Normal seating is already full. The other side, Sterling, has brought a huge crowd as well. They're expecting upwards of 5,000 people. That's about what we had at the Chris LeDoux concert back in August. So Sterling fans cheering for their Tigers. An exciting day for high school football. Of course, the 4A and 5A being played this afternoon. And last week we had Holy Family and Faith Christian, and Faith Christian won that game.
I was actually watching a little bit of the Cherry Creek Mullen game on TV before I got here.
Oh, that's right. They got a morning start, didn't they?
Yeah, and Dave Logan's team had just scored and closed that gap to 9-7.
Boy, he just, everywhere he goes, he seems to have the horses to get the job done. He's won a title with Arvada West, then Chatfield, led by Lendale White, and now he's at Mullen.
Thinking about the Sterling team, I was just thinking back to the Glenwood game. I talked to Coach Cooper a little bit about it, and Sterling nearly didn't get here either. Rifle, of course, had that one stretch, and then they had the Cortez game. It was really, in some sense, the pivotal game of this season.
Yeah, that's what Coach Gorham alluded to in our pregame interview, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes.
I can imagine that long trip down to Cortez. The coaches and players did a lot of soul-searching and a lot of thinking. Well, obviously, during the week leading up to that game, but a long time to kind of pull yourself together. And I'll be curious to hear what Coach Gorham had to say about that. But thinking back to that Sterling game again, what an amazing game they had against Palisade last week.
Yeah. 33-28, the final score on that one.
Right.
Real high-scoring affair. And what I gathered from folks that saw some film on Palisade, they were just wiped out. They were just gassed. They'd been on the road so long. Of course, they did not get a home game for the playoffs because of sanctions imposed by CHASA for last year's violation. And then, you know, to top it all off, their last road trip is in Sterling, clear of the northeast part of the state, and they just ran out of gas.
Yeah, we know what that trip was like, having made it following Glenwood when they were still in the playoffs.
That's right.
But Palisade, I think everybody still expected them to be in this game today. Thought it might be Palisade and possibly Rifle. Boy, what a great ball game that one was. Palisade coming from behind. I think there were five lead changes in the second half of that game. And
here come the Rifle Bears up the stairs.
Yeah, here they come, going back in for the last few minutes before game time. See a lot of alumni here. And they've done a pretty good job of, they brought in some extra bleachers and put them in the, what would normally be the parking lot behind the concrete steps. And of course, a lot of people have brought their folding chairs, and it's a great sight. And they've even set up bleachers in both end zones so that some more people can, you know, kind of like the rock pile at the yep. at the Rockies games.
Extra porta potties, extra snack bars. It's just a fun atmosphere, and we're looking forward to the kickoff coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the pregame show, and the countdown is on. The 3A state championship from Bear Stadium, Rifle and Sterling on KMTS. Well, in 1973, Tricky Dick was in the Oval Office. The Watergate was just a hotel. The nation laughed at Archie Bunker. Girls aspired to be like Marsha Brady, and we wondered when our boys would come home from a faraway jungle called Vietnam. It was also the last time the Rifle Bears won a state championship. Today, the Bears of 2004 will look to add a new piece of hardware to the trophy case as they take on the Sterling Tigers in the 3A championship game. Good Saturday afternoon. I'm Ron Milhorn, live from Bear Stadium, and I'm joined, as always, by the best color commentator west of the Mississippi, Jack Jabor. Jack, today has officially been declared Rifle Bears Day by the City Council, and looks like a huge crowd of current and former residents are here on this chilly December afternoon to cheer on the Bears.
Well, as I was rolling down the Harvey Gap Road, you know, I live up on West Elk Creek outside of Newcastle, the first thing I saw when I hit pavement down there was blue and gold balloons tied to a signpost down there. So the spirit of Rifle Bear Fever has spread throughout the county, I think.
Well, it's the Christmas season, but for this week, instead of traditional red and green, as you said, the city of Rifle is adorned in blue and gold. Rifle coach Daryl Gorham hasn't been able to sleep much this week. We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff, the 2004 3A State Football Championship on KMTS. We'll be back right after this timeout. Welcome back to Bear Stadium, the 3A state championship with the Rifle Bears and the Sterling Tigers. Coming up, kickoff just a couple minutes. It is black and orange on one side, blue and gold on the other side, and a nice balmy 32 degrees here in Rifle. The field conditions are going to be a little slick. The running game is going to be a key. Our starting offense for the Sterling Tigers, the 10-3 Tigers from the Tri-Valley Conference. At wide receiver, Shane Gertner, who hurt the Glenwood Demons in that first-round game. Derek Pilkington, another talented wide receiver. Jacob Hunker, offensive tackle. Guard Chad Brown, center is Aaron Eggers. Tackle Spencer Johnson. Matt Thies, offensive guard. Jeff Squire is the quarterback, a talented guy. 1,800 yards plus passing for the regular season, 28 touchdowns. Running backs are Brandon Steele and Mark Olme. The tight end is Wade Henderson. The kicker, Jason Dolershell. Starting for the Rifle Bears on defense, number 77, Jeff Zimmerman. Zimmerman, 6'6", 220 pounds senior. Andrew Stone, 71, is a 6'3", 280 pounds senior. Rick Johnson, 64, a 6'2", 230 pounds senior. Starting at defensive end, number 4, Zach LeCount, 5'11", 185, a senior. Rocky Rahman at linebacker, 5'10", 170 pounds, senior. Casey Dunlap, senior linebacker, number 9, 5'11", 175. Josh Gusted, number 31, 5'11", 175 pound, junior. Mitch Kosht is a 6 foot, 210 pound, junior, and we'll get to the rest of the starting lineup in just a moment as we pause for our national anthem.
Rifle High School Choir, I believe, is singing today.
And let's take a listen.
The Rifle High School Varsity Choir, in honoring our country,
under the direction of Daryl Gingrich.
Of our national anthem. Thank you.
Jack, this is the quietest. You'll hear that. This crowd at Bear Stadium. Nice job of the Rifle High School Varsity Choir with our national anthem. Finishing our starting lineups for the Rifle Bears defensively. Tyler Ghost, number 14, a junior, 6'165-pound defensive back. John Alderson had a big interception last week for a touchdown against Niwot. Alderson, 6 foot, 175 pounds, senior. Number 6, Bryce Ennewald, 5'8, 155 pound junior, defensive back. And John Alderson also handles the punting duties for the Rifle Bears. I'm still seeing some shuttles bringing fans to this already overflow stadium. Just a huge crowd on hand. Let's see kids rolling in the snow on the hillsides. What a great, great day for football.
Well, it's quite a contrast from last week when we were sitting in the frozen stands with the snow blowing in our faces as the Bears defeated Niwot, heavily favored Niwot, 23-20. A lot of people thought they'd see Niwot and Palisade in this ball game, but Sterling and Rifle had different things on their mind, and they've taken about as far apart, schools about as far apart as you can be. Sterling is a long way from Rifle.
Bears are going to kick off to start this game. Kyle Sanderson has done a great job kicking and has several touchbacks to his credit.
Well, and he's been booting the extra points almost every one. He's 11 out of 12 in the playoffs, and he's also made 3 out of 4 field goals. So he's done a great job of kicking.
Gertner and Pilkington deep to receive for Sterling.
And boys, and they were creeping up, watching for that onside. And Pilkington and Gertner are both very fast. Gertner ran back, as you mentioned, a punt. It was a key in their win over Glenwood.
There's snow and ice spotty on the field, so it's going to be tough to mark the ball. Here we go. The 3A state championship for 2004 is underway. Short kick, right side, bounces up, taken by Gertner. Gertner, left side, look out! Gertner's got some running room, and he's finally, he's still on his feet.
Sanderson's the only one who's got a chance.
Sanderson tried to chase him down, and he does from behind. He pulls him down from behind near the 12-yard line. Shane Gertner almost took that to the house to start this ball game, and the Tiger fans on their feet.
And the thing about this field, it's a little slick in spots. There are streaks of snow and ice. There's a lot of dry areas as well, but it's definitely an advantage for the person with the football. You can make cuts, whereas your defenders, they've got to make adjustments and maybe can't do it. It looks like they're about the 12-yard line.
First and 10 for the Tigers to start things off. Split backfield. It's a give to the up back.
Boy, speaking of
skating. That's Brandon Steele, and Steele goes nowhere, and a flag is thrown on the first play.
Steele looked like one of those comedians doing the ha-cha-cha, a little slide step in there, and there was a couple of Rifle Bears, but they couldn't adjust.
Ooh, a face mask called against the Bears.
And he went down in the backfield, but it's going to move it up to about first and 5 for Sterling.
Sterling Tigers. Winners over Palisade last week in the semifinal game to advance to the championship. Rifle beat Niwot. And Sterling knocking on the door here in their first series. Second play.
Well, it's about second and 8, so they marked it from the spot of the... first and 8, excuse me.
It's an offset eye for the Tigers, and we have movement before the snap, and this is going to go against Sterling.
Gee, do you think both of these teams are a little anxious out here?
Keyed up. Hey, discover the credit union difference at Western Rockies Federal Credit Union, where people are worth more than money. Western Rockies Federal Credit Union, now serving Garfield, Mesa, Pitkin, and Eagle Counties. NCUA insured, 142 West 3rd Street in Rifle. Go Bears, take the title. So it's marched off against the Sterling Tigers. 3A state championship just underway. Shane Gertner took it about 80 yards. The opening kickoff, split backs, first down and 12 for the Tigers. The give to Steele, and he goes absolutely nowhere.
Isn't that Olney?
Well, that's Olney, excuse me, Mark Olney, number 28. Olney and Steele. So we didn't see much of Steele against Glenwood.
Well, he's been their leading ball carrier for the season ever since their main rusher went out with an injury. That was Daniel Schell. He plays defense only now. But it was a kid off the bench that hurt Glenwood with 2 touchdown runs. We'll probably get to that a little later, but I don't think he saw much action against Palisade.
No gain there for Olme. Second down and 12 for the Tigers at the Bears' 11-yard line. Or at the 12, rather. No, it's at the 11. And back to throw. Pass is knocked away. Intended for Derek Pilkington, the leading receiver for the Sterling Tigers.
And they'll throw to him all day long. He caught about 35 balls on the season.
Looked like a rifle defender got a hand on it.
And there was good coverage. Bryce Ennewald was with the intended receiver and actually might have had a shot at an interception.
Brings up third down and 12 for the Tigers. Bears would like to turn him away here. They come out in a single back. It's an offset. And it's Steele is the lone back and man in motion. Back to throw. It throws for the end zone.
Oh,
caught.
What a catch.
Touchdown.
What a catch.
One-handed grab by Shane Gertner. Oh, my goodness. That was phenomenal.
Squire was slipping as he threw off his back foot, but he lofted it out there, and it looked like the rifle defender just kind of gave up on the play, thought it was over. Pilkington kept going. It was overthrown. He reached out with one hand, kind of like a shortstop going back to catch a pop fly, and got it in one hand and gathered it
in
without being hit.
Pilkington or Gertner?
It was Gertner.
Okay, yeah.
It was number one.
Just a remarkable catch.
About a 12-yard touchdown play.
Snap there. Kick is up, and it is wide left. The Bears offense will get a chance now. It's 6-0 to start things off with 10:38 to go in the first quarter from the 3A state championship game. Back with more after this on KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. 6-0 Sterling Tigers in this 3A state championship game. 10:38 to go first quarter. Here comes the kickoff. Ennewald and Ghost deep to receive for the Bears. They'll be going right to left. It'll be taken by Ghost around the 10, 15, 20. He's to the 25. And wrestled down around the 27-yard line. Will it take over first and 10? At Good Luck Bears from Advanced Auto Repair, the place to go for all your automotive needs, located at 1525 Enterprise Court in the Rifle Business Park. Call 625-9055. Go for it, Bears. Rifle Paint Supply, Rifle's newest paint store, carrying Benjamin Moore and Porter paints for both interior and exterior as well. Custom color matching and mixing available. 2118 Airport Road, just a half mile east of Walmart. Look for the big yellow sign. Go all the way, Bears. Split backs for the Bears to start things off.
And already we've noticed the footing, not real
Robinson
good.
Robinson in motion, gets a call and a sweep. Big hole. Robinson scoots up and gets across the 35 down to the 38-yard line.
And again, he couldn't really cut up field. He was just trying to keep his feet under him. Well, that's going to be a problem all day long. And the thing is, it's sporadic. It's not icy everywhere. So you'll have your, it'll be like spinning on your car. You're driving along, it's dry. And the next thing you know, you hit a little patch of ice and your wheels spin.
Gain of 8, second down and 2 for the Bears at their own 38. And Kyle Sanderson takes a timeout. Yep. Timeout Bears will take a break as well. 9:56 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Sterling. Back with more after this on KMTS. 6-0 Sterling leading the Rifle Bears in the 3A state championship game. 9:56 to go in the first quarter. Bears called a timeout with second down and 2 at their own 36. They need to get to the 38 to get that first down.
Sterling's touchdown, in case you tuned in late, was set up by a 78-yard kick return by Shane Gertner.
Hedberg is wide right, split backs, offset to the right. Robinson in motion, fakes the pitch. They give to Rocky Rahman. Rahman spun around, and he is stacked up and dropped for a loss of about 3 yards.
Boy, and you know, that's unusual for Rocky Rahman. He has been a horse all season long, gained almost 1,000 yards in the regular season, and he's got over 400 in just 3 playoff games. But again, the footing is just not good out there.
They bring the ball back to the 35-yard line. It's third down and about 4 yards to go. Big down here. Hedberg is wide left to the near side. Robinson wide right, split backs. Sanderson
option.
Gives a dive. No, he's going to keep it.
Nowhere.
And he spun around and brought down by number 3 for the Sterling Tigers.
Tommy Avila? No. Bo Beardsley. He's their leading tackler.
Bo Beardsley with the big tackle there. Sanderson could not get any momentum going. He's had to take little short, choppy steps. Alderson back to punt. And Gertner deep to receive. High snap. Alderson handles it. No rush. Knuckleball. This cold air. Gertner takes
it. There's the trouble, man.
Eludes one man. Eludes another. Still on his feet. Right up the middle. And is finally brought down. And a flag is thrown.
And Gertner was absolutely the key in that in Sterling's comeback win over Glenwood in the first round of the playoffs. He returned a punt right before halftime for 60 yards. Just went through everybody. And he also had, I think, three interceptions on the day. He and Pilkington make it almost impossible to pass. They have such speed.
Holding the call against Sterling. Finishing touch, four-wheel drive center and Silt is your one-stop 4x4 shop. Suspension and performance upgrades, trailer hitches, accessories, and everything in between. Finishing touch. It's also your authorized Rhino Lining dealership, the best spray and bed liner you can buy. Protect your vehicle or boat from rusting and chipping. Visit the Finishing Touch, 401 Main Street in the blue, Big Blue Building. Go Bears! So a big penalty marched off against the Sterling Tigers. Otherwise, that would have been excellent field position again for Sterling. And Squire brings him out. It's Steele, the lone back.
You're almost at an advantage with a passing team. Sometimes you think if the conditions are bad, they favor the runners, but not when it's slick.
Double slot formation. Squire back to throw, straight back, now rolls to his right. He is elusive, being chased by Zimmerman, gets away from him, sets up, throws downfield. He's got a catch. Yes, it's caught by Shane Gertner, a diving, sliding catch across the ice. Boy, that was an amazing play by, and a flag is thrown. This is probably holding against Sterling.
And Josh Gustat trying to stay with his
illegal
man.
Illegal man downfield, one of the linemen.
Well, Gertner, or Squire, scrambled for so long, it looked like he was going to run, so it's not surprising that a man would go downfield. Well, we've already had four penalties in this game, and I think there was a total of four in that Glenwood-Sterling game. And Rifle has been penalty-free in, or close to it in most of their playoff games.
Illegal man downfield for Sterling. The Tigers lead 6-0, 8:26 to go, first quarter. This 3A state championship game. No wind. About 32 degrees here at Bear Stadium. And a huge, huge crowd. Stands set up in at both end zones.
Rifle's been lucky. A good punt return and also a completed pass been negated by penalties.
Split backs.
Draw play.
Draw play. Man, it's right up the middle.
That's little guy, so it's got to be Olney. He's the little one.
Mark Olney carries for a first down. Huge run up the middle. Well, there was the linebackers were absent.
Well, everybody bought pass, so they were all in coverage, and Olney, I don't know, what is he, 5'7"? He just squirted through there with both hands wrapped around the football, and nobody even
five,
saw
five,
him.
155. Boy, he can just sneak through there. So first and 10 for the Tigers. They have the ball at their own 40-yard line. They lead 6-0. Split backs.
Gain of 20 by
Steele
Olney.
And Olney. Gertner and Pilkington wide right. Squire fakes the pass, gives on a dive play to Steele, and Steele picks up about 4 yards. Farmers Insurance, serving the Rifle community and beyond for over 25 years. Auto, home, life, and commercial insurance. See Joe Carpenter today at 216 West 3rd Street, 625-2450. The number to call. Proud father of four Rifle High School graduates and an avid supporter of the Rifle High School athletics program. Second down at 6 for the Tigers. They lead 6-0.
They're in a relatively dry portion of the field right now, which is good news for Sterling.
Offset eye for the Bears. Two receivers to the right, Pilkington and Squire. Dive play, right side. Olney the ball carrier. Short gain, brings up third down. And about, see if we mark this. Casey Dunlap on the tackle. A couple yards of gain there, and that's third down and about 3.5-4 yards to go. 6:39 to go, first quarter. Bears need to get a stop here and get the ball back in good field position.
Well, Squire is really dangerous here. They've got Pilkington and Gertner split to the right.
Looks like they're going to pass. Two receivers to the right. It's a little hitch pass. Wobbly pass off the hands of Pilkington. Incomplete. They're going to have to punt.
Jeff Zimmerman might have gotten a little piece of that. I saw his big frame in between the quarterback and where he wanted to throw it.
Now, Winters is here, and get your car in tip-top shape with the help of Rifle Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Napa Auto Parts, friendly, knowledgeable staff will get you the right parts the first time. Napa, get the good stuff in Rifle, 949 Railroad Avenue, 625-2111. Bring home the title, Bears.
Is that Gertner back there to punt?
Yep. No, that's Squire. Left-footed kick, a wobbly kick, end over end. It's going to be taken by Ghost. No one around him. Ghost protects the ball. Ghost is spun around, and he gets down to the 30-yard line.
Well, that was a risky play in some sense because the ball was bouncing, but as you mentioned, he had a clear field to pick it up, and so he made about 5 yards on the return.
So the Bears will try it again. They didn't do much their first offensive series. They trail 6-0 with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Sterling, the key, long kickoff return, the opening kickoff, and then a couple of penalties. And a 12-yard touchdown pass from Squire to Shane Gertner. A one-handed grab in the back of the end zone. I formation for the Bears. Sanderson back to throw. Has time. Rolls to his right. Floats.
Got
the
a man.
There's got a man. Zach LeCount was open and just
and
beyond his grasp.
Lots of room to run, too. It's not like Sanderson to overthrow that play. He's generally got a good touch, especially short like that.
With interest rates still very low, now is a great time to buy a new home or refinance your current one. Whether you're refinancing to consolidate debt or looking for a mortgage, see Joan or Brenda at Countrywide Home Loans in Rifle, 111 West 3rd Street. Go Bears. Second down and 10 for Rifle. 6 minutes to go first quarter. 6-0 Sterling. Split backs for the Bears. Robinson in motion from the far side. Give to Rocky Rahman.
And that's the Bears' bread and butter play, that little counter to Rahman. And they were really able to get a lot of yards against Niwot. Rahman went for over 150 yards, most of it between the tackles like that. But obviously well scouted by Sterling, and they played it pretty well.
Gain of two there, third down and 8 for the Bears. 5:35 to go first quarter.
Of course, Rahman just keeps pounding and keeps pounding, so look for that play to go sooner or later for the Bears.
Robinson is to the near side, wide left, split backs. Hedberg wide right. Sanderson looks over the D, sends Robinson in motion. They fake to Robinson. Sanderson rolls to his right, has time, sets up, fires. Incomplete.
Oh, that
might
be.
That should be pass interference.
Yeah,
no Gertner, flag.
Gertner came over the back.
Intended for Colter Hedberg, and boy, Gertner was all over him.
It looked like Hedberg was the volleyball net, and Gertner was spiking the ball, and he hit the net, and that should be a violation. But really, he came over his back and swatted at the ball.
So the Bears,
he's a tall, lanky boy, and he got away with it.
Bears will punt it away again, their second time. Alderson. The Bears better get some good coverage on Mr. Gertner.
Now, Pilkington got most of the pub coming into the playoffs, but Gertner is a weapon.
You bet. Wobbly kick off to the right. This won't be returned. It takes a Tiger bounce. Rifle better down it quickly, and they do right about midfield. Where Sterling will take over first and 10 with 4:59 to go first quarter. Tigers lead 6-0. Need money fast for an unexpected expense? See cash now, Rocky Mountain, next to the new Super Walmart and Rifle. Because sometimes life happens before payday. Call 65-8989, proud supporter of the Rifle Bears.
With that rollback, that was only an 18-yard punt for John Alderson, who averages around 35 a kick. And his long for the season, we got to see, was 62 yards.
Here comes three receivers to the right for Sterling. Squire with one back, and he gives to the back, and he's tripped up by Jeff Zimmerman, and that is Olmey.
Zimmerman was blocked, but just reached out a big paw, and Olmey doesn't take much to knock him down.
He's no.
He's just a little domino out there in the game of football here.
Thought they'd show pass with trips to the right and went to that playoff tackle to the right side. Gained maybe a half yard, second and long for Sterling. They lead 6-0.
Well,
fast-moving first quarter.
The Rifle DBs better be on their toes. Trips to the right again, and I imagine
Gertner,
this time they'll
Pilkington,
throw
Pilkington. Squire back to throw. Has plenty of time. Lots of protection. Heaves one down the field.
Better stay
Pilkington,
with him.
It's out of his reach. Incomplete. Defended there. Stride for stride was Bryce Ennewald.
Boy, sometimes the defenders have a tendency on a long pass like that to sort of ease up, thinking that he's not going to be able to get it to him. And boy, Squire's got an arm. He's overthrown both times long. One time, Gertner was able to haul it in for a touchdown.
Third down and about 9.5 yards to go. Another passing situation here. This time, Gertner is wide right. Receiver is wide left. That's Tommy Avila. A bobbled snap. Squire back to throw. Fires incomplete. Intended for number 85, Wade Henderson, and Tigers will have to punt it away. Good defensive stand for the Bears.
And Gertner, however, was open coming across the field. Well, I tell you what, every single play, they're a threat. So the ball's still at the 50, all four plays. Didn't move.
Maybe a half yard, if that.
Good job by Rifle defense.
4:09 to go, and Tyler Gose deep to receive.
Squire, of course, is the quarterback, back to punt.
Left-footed kick, wobbly kick. Gose with plenty of time and space. He's going to let it go, and it's going to be downed at the 20-yard line of the Bears.
And I can't figure out why that Sterling ball player jumped on that thing. If anything, it was going to roll a little farther.
Good luck, Bears, from the staff of InSignal and Rifle. Cellular and satellite made simple. Carrying Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, and DirecTV, 1425 Airport Road in Rifle, next to Stereo Unlimited. Bring home the title, Bears. Rifle Performance Motorsports, the 2005 Ski-Doo snowmobiles are in. Check out the latest models like the new Ski-Doo 1000. Ski-Doo sales, service, and accessories. Rifle Performance Motorsports, located at 1014 Access Road in Rifle. Split backs for the Bears. Sanderson fakes to Dunlap, wants to throw, fires incomplete, intended for Zach LeCount. It bounced off his hand and almost into the hands of
Pilkington.
Pilkington, and there was also Daniel Schell was near the ball.
But Pilkington was playing the same kind of defense that Gertner was on the previous series. He just reached over the back with those long arms. Both of those boys can really jump, and batted that thing away nearly to a teammate, as you mentioned.
Second and 10 for the Bears. They trail 6-0, 3:55 to go, first quarter. Hedberg is wide right, split backs. Robinson is in the slot. He goes in motion.
Bears have not been able to
give to Robinson. On a sweep, and Robinson is wrapped up after a short gain. That'll bring up third and long. Well, Sterling's defense come to play this afternoon.
Well, so far the Bears' longest gain they've had was on that end around to Robinson earlier for 8 yards. Other than that, Rahman has carried twice for no gain, and Sanderson has carried once for a yard, and that's been it.
I want to remind you folks, if you've got some relatives of Rifle players out of state, they can listen online now at www.kmts.com. Streaming audio is up, and Sanderson fakes twice, rolls to his left, throws downfield. He's got a man. It's Casey Dunlap. Dunlap is out of bounds. He's going to be short of the first down. Tackled there, or pushed out of bounds, by Daniel Schell.
And so far, other than that opening kick return, it's just been a battle for field position. Both punters have been busy. This will be the third punt for John Alderson.
An official timeout.
I guess they're going to measure.
They're going to come out and measure.
We're assuming they didn't
ball,
make it. But
I'm looking here between the the players of the Rifle Bears sideline, and it looks like the ball's just inches short of the 30-yard line where they needed to get. And Casey Dunlap is able to cut. He could get that, but the field conditions are very slick.
They might have it.
They've got it! First down! Bears by the stripe of the football. Have mercy. Boy, that was close.
Well, they needed 9 yards, and they got it.
And an inch.
Good job by Dunlap. First down of the game for Rifle.
3:40 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Bears. Robinson, wide left. Hedberg, wide right to the far side. Offset eye. Fake. Sanderson's going to throw. He's going to be sacked. Drop for a huge loss. Ryan Foos, 6'2", 200-pounder, chased him down and threw him down like a rag doll. Big loss for the Bears on first down.
And Rifle is getting away a little bit from what we've seen them do, which is just grind the football. They've been throwing quite a bit so far, not very successfully. Sanderson, that completion to Dunlap was his first in four tries.
brings it back to the 20-yard line.
Loss of nine then.
Second down and about 20 yards to go. Sanderson gives to Rahman, and he is stopped again by Ruse. Or Ryan Foos, rather. They're a short game. Thought they'd maybe get Sterling playing back, thinking a pass. Gain of three there. Third down at about 17. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears. You exemplify what it means to be a team from the team at the Glenwood Auto Group, Two Rivers Chevrolet, Red Mountain Subaru, Nissan, and Canyon Honda. We're proud of you. Take it all the way. Third and long for the Bears. Tough situation here. Hedberg is wide left. Robinson wide right, I formation. Kyle Sanderson looks over the D. Turns, gives to Rocky Rahman. Rahman's got a big hole. Rahman gets back to the original line of scrimmage and a little bit more. It's going to bring up fourth down and about nine.
And even though they have to kick it away, that's what Rifle needs to do. They need to get Rahman going. That running game has just been the heart and soul of their offense. And if they're going to have to rely on Sanderson throwing the ball all day, that's going to be tough.
Slow snap. Alderson gets a punt away. It's a low kick. Pilkington receiving this time. He just lets it go. It takes a bare bounce, and it'll be downed at about the 24-yard line by Jordan Robinson. And Sterling has to start deep in their own territory. So a low, not pretty kick by Alderson, but it got the job done. Stopped him for a short gain. 1 yard, second down and nine. At the 24-yard line, just shy of the 25. Beautiful sunny day here in Rifle. It's 3A state championship ball game. Under a minute to go now here in the first quarter.
And if you're out there cross country skiing on a beautiful day like this, I hope you have your sunblock on and also your headphones.
There you go.
You can listen to us.
Two receivers to the left for the Tigers. Split backs. Squire. Pitch play.
Bad footing.
The near back is Steele, and Steele couldn't get his footing, and he is wrapped up by Bryce Ennewald, Jeff Zimmerman, Gustad. That'll bring up third down, and about 6 yards to go. They get one more playoff here, 25 seconds to go. Squire getting the play from Ryan Locke. 15 seconds. They break from the huddle. Come out with two receivers to the right.
And a timeout.
Shea Parker and Derek Pilkington, and a timeout called. Well, that could be costly. A burn a timeout with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tigers lead 6-0. Back with more after this on KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium with 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sterling Tigers lead the Rifle Bears in this 3A state championship game, 6-0. Tigers called a timeout with third and six. Split backs, two receivers to the left. Squire looking over the D. Squire rolling to his left, sets up, has time, fires over the middle, complete.
And, you know, Casey Dunlap.
First down, and that was Shea Parker, 6'4", 165 pounds. Tall, lanky kid. Good catch there.
Dunlap was with that man, and then Parker just pushed off, and Dunlap stayed put, and Parker kept going about four more steps and caught the ball. Dunlap evidently gave up on it once he shoved him.
Good for a first down at the Tigers' 41-yard line. Time running out, so that'll do it for the first quarter. We go to the second quarter at 6-0 Sterling in this 3A state championship game from Bear Stadium. You're listening to KMTS. Back with more after this. And here we go at the second quarter. The Rifle Bears trailing the Sterling Tigers 6-0. Tigers have the ball first and 10. Their own 41-yard line. Give to the running back, Steele. And he is hit hard by Mitch Kosh. And dropped for a loss. And they're going to give Steele a one-yard gain there, second down and nine. Mitch has kept the feet, legs pumping, just to make a statement. Second and nine for the Tigers. Jeff Squire, the talented senior, thrown for 30 touchdowns to date, over 2,000 yards. Brings him out, I formation, offset I, two receivers to the left. Squire fakes the handoff, sets up, fires downfield. He's got a man wide open. Pilkington, amazing catch. Had to go upstairs and grab that one between two defenders, Ghost and Alderson. Pilkington with a big gain, another first down for Sterling. And that is across the Bears' 40-yard line. Looks like it's down at the 37 of the Bears.
21-yard gain. Pilkington's first catch of the day. Boy, he went up high for it.
Yeah. Single back formation, and a flag is thrown. They're in the trips right. And
could be motion on the movement on the left side of the Sterling line.
And that's what it is, called against Sterling. Congratulations to the 2004 Rifle Bears football team from the staff of Cruise Control. Remember Cruise Control for oil changes, tires, automotive repair, and 4x4 accessories. Cruise Control, style and attitude to take on the road, 900 Railroad Avenue. Brings up first and 15 for the Tigers. Steele, again, the lone back. Three receivers to the right. The white jerseys starting to get muddy. Squire back to throw. He's going to be pressured. Steps up. He's going to keep it, and he's going to be brought down for a loss. Good defensive pressure. Zach LeCount in on the tackle, along with Mitch Kosht.
And the real key was Pilkington downfield was smothered by a couple of Bear defenders, and he was looking for him all the way, it appeared.
6-0 Sterling Tigers lead, 10:21 to go in the half. This 3A state championship football game. Nerves have calmed down some. Players getting muddy, getting some hits in. Let's see what the Bears could do defensively here. Stop the Tigers. They've got them in a hole. Second down and 20. Single back is Steele. Three receivers to the right. Or to the left. Squire back to throw. Pump fake. Now fakes to the left. Throws to the right. Intended for Steele, and he underthrew him. You don't see that too often from a guy with the arm strength of Jeff Squire. The pump fake to the left. Steele ran a little pattern from the backfield, and he just underthrew him.
Well, I didn't catch the number, but there was good pressure up the middle from Rifle.
Third down and 20 for Sterling. And we'll see if Coach Damon Wells sends one of his backers. Has a stunt going on here. Sterling comes out single back.
Big play here.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Single back, Squire back to throw, and a flag is thrown just before the snap.
Sterling has had four penalties for 25 yards so far in this game. And too
late
much
game
time.
The call against the Sterling Tigers. So they continue to march backwards. That'll bring up third and 25. KFC, they do chicken right. Watching calories, try KFC's new oven-roasted menu. Includes yummy salads, twisters, and fillets. Great taste, fewer calories. Bring it home, Bears. The staff of Rifles KFC is proud of you. KFC on the corner of 26th Street and Highway 13.
The only problem with 3rd and 25 is 3rd and 25 is no different than 3rd and 10 to Jeff Squire. Defenders will really have to be on their men because he'll scramble around for a long time and won't give up.
Squire back to throw. Has time. Steps up. Guns it over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Pilkington. Defended by John Alderson. No, Jordan Robinson.
Well, they were both there. Yeah. And it was thrown low. And
boy, Squire's got a gun.
To where only Pilkington could catch it, but that time he wasn't able to make the grab. But I tell you, every single time, he's a threat. Fourth down, and of course, Squire is the quarterback and the punter, so you just never know.
Left-footed punter high, snap. Gets the ball away. Knuckleball. Ghost takes it on
nice
the run
catch.
Around the 11-yard line.
But he just couldn't
hesitate, couldn't go anywhere. No, he couldn't plant and get it going. Gets maybe a yard, and the Bears have a long way to go. They trail only 6-0, though, with 9:34 to go in the first half.
That was a nice catch by Tyler Ghost because he had to go to his left and kind of catch it a little bit back over his shoulder, but he wasn't able to get his footing under him to run after that. But had he let it go, it'd probably been downed around the 5-yard line.
They mark it at the Bears' 17-yard line. First and 10, rifle going left to right now. I formation. Sanderson looking over the D. Hedberg is wide right. Sanderson gives left side to Rocky Rahman. Can't get anything going. He is stacked up by four or five Sterling Tigers defenders.
Rahman carried four times in the first quarter for just 10 yards. The Bears, a net of 11 yards on eight carries.
And he actually forward progress got him about 3 yards, second down and seven for the Bears. Sign up now for a new dance in the gymnastic classes this winter. Great fun for kids of all ages from 18 months to 18 years. Congratulations, Bears, from the staff of Academy of Dance and Gymnastics, 224 East 21st Street in Rifle. Robinson is wide right. Hedberg wide left. I formation. Sanderson gives to Rahman. Looking for a hole and can't find it. Gains a couple yards.
Beardsley in there again. Along with, must be Brandon Steele. It looks like 46, but
maybe lost half a yard.
Lost more than that. It's now third and about 12. Lost about 5 yards.
No, they got...
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong marker.
Your eyes deceive you, my friend.
I lost one.
Third and about seven. Sanderson fakes, play action fake, rolls to his left. He's going to keep it, and he's going to be wrestled down. Drop for another loss, and it's another punting situation for the Bears. They've not been able to get anything going offensively. The Bears trail 6-0 with 8 minutes to go in the half in this 3A state championship game.
Alderson has punted three times, 37 yards, 18 yards, and 47.
Longest punt was a low kick that took a Rifle Bears bounce. Fourth down at about eight. Low snap. Alderson gets it away. Pilkington around midfield. Takes it at the 45, across the 50. Cuts his way to the right, still on his feet. Oh, look out, up the right sideline. Alderson's chasing him down and finally forces him out of bounds and saves a touchdown. Derek Pilkington just kind of tiptoeing his way around his blockers and through the Bears defenders. And then when he found some open field, he turned on the jets and Alderson was able to catch him. But not until he got to the 20-yard line of the Bears. First and 10, Sterling. They lead 6-0 with 7:23 to go in the half.
Well, the Bear defense has been on the field a long time. Rifle has only one first down in this game.
Split backs for the Tigers. Two receivers to the left. Squire. Oh, he's tripped up, and oh, my goodness. It looks like Mr. Olmey is met immediately by Andrew Stone, 6'3", 280, and Andrew,
he dropped a stone on top of him.
He sure did, and dropped him for a 2.5-yard loss. Second down and a long 12. Under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. 6-0 Sterling. Scored in their opening series thanks to a long kickoff return. Two receivers to the left for Sterling. Split backs. Squire. Pitch play to Steele. Steele right side. He's hit hard. Stood up and brought down for a short gain. Got back to the line of scrimmage. The original line of scrimmage. Maybe got beyond it. Give him a gain of about three. That'll bring up third down. And about 9 yards to go. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears. You've shown everyone what teamwork and perseverance is all about. Bring it on home from the volunteers and staff of the Rifle Fire Protection District. Third and 9 for the Tigers at the Bears' 21-yard line. Two receivers to the left. And we got a timeout called by the Sterling Tigers. We'll take a break as well. 5:55 to go in the half. 6-0 Sterling. Back with more after this on KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium. 5:55 to go in the first half. 6-0 Sterling. Tigers have the ball. Third down and 9 at about the 19-yard line of the Bears. Two receivers to the left. It's Pilkington and one muddy jersey. I think that's Gertner. Single back formation. Squire back to throw, looking to his left. Throws to the end zone. He's got Pilkington in the end zone. Caught. No, he dropped it. He trapped it.
Diving attempt.
Boy. Beautiful pass by Jeff Squire. That'll bring up fourth down and a field goal situation. The staff of Giard Homes congratulates the Rifle Bears. You make us proud. Giard Homes, building custom homes for over 10 years. Giard Homes, 1431 Airport Road in Rifle. Let's see what Sterling does here. I don't see the kicking team out here. They're going to go for it. Fourth down and 9. Big defensive play here for the Bears. Two receivers to the right. Slot back is Steele. Squire back to throw. Being pressured. Throws back to his left.
Nobody's there.
Complete.
They might get him out of bounds.
Gets across the 10-yard line. First and goal, Sterling. And that was Shea Parker. No, Wade Henderson. Wade Henderson.
He threw it back across. He rolled right in kind of a jump pass, and nobody was with Henderson over there.
Trick play there. And a timeout, an official's timeout. They're going to measure for the first down.
Now, this is huge because, obviously, if he doesn't get it.
He was stretching for that.
Rifle gets the ball. Otherwise, it's first and goal at about the 10.
Stretching for that 10-yard line.
Looks like he got it.
Pull the chains, and first and goal, Sterling. 5:38 to go in the half.
And by such inches do ball games turn. That would have been a huge turn away for Rifle.
6-0 Sterling. They gamble on fourth down and 9, and they get the first down. Now they're knocking on the door again, looking to add to this 6-0 lead. Steele the lone back, two receivers to the right. Squire gives to Steele. Oh, he is clobbered. And a fumble. And the Bears have it. The Bears recover. Just what the doctor ordered. And for the first time this afternoon, Bears fans have something to cheer about.
Boy, it's really hard to read numbers out there. Was that?
Steele was hit hard. I think it was Stone that drilled him in the backfield and knocked the ball loose.
I was trying to see who picked it up, and it looked like 64, Tanner Johnson, but I don't know if he's out there.
The Bears take over. They turn the Sterling Tigers away. First and 10 at their own 10-yard line. I formation. Sanderson wants to throw. Sets up. Fires downfield. He's got Jordan Robinson in and out of his hands. It's dropped right at midfield. Defended by Shane Gertner. Pass maybe just a little bit underthrown. Jordan Robinson, though, should have caught it. Couldn't haul it in. As soon as it touched his hands, Gertner was slapping at the ball, and it's incomplete, 2nd and 10. Walter Hedberg brings the play in. 5:27 to go in the half, 6-0 Sterling.
Big gamble from the shadows of their own goal line by Rifle.
Hedberg is wide right, Robinson wide left, I formation for the Bears. Give to Rocky Rahman. Rahman is hit hard. After a short gain, that'll bring up third down.
In the few times Rifle has had the ball, they've been looking at these long third downs every time they've had it.
And a flag on the play, I think.
3rd and 8, 3rd and 17, 3rd and 8, the last three possessions.
Yes, there was a flag thrown on the play, and it's going against the Rifle Bears procedure. That'll come back 5 yards.
Well, if they take it, they might just decline it and let it go to 3rd down and 10.
They're going to take it. Bears backed up to their own goal line. Brings up 2nd down and 15. Hedberg is wide right. Split backs offset to the right side for the Bears.
They've just got to execute.
2nd and 15. Sweep play to Robinson. Sweep on the right side. Robinson tiptoeing his way up the sidelines. Gives the Bears a little breathing room, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and long. Need money. Staff of Girard Homes congratulates the Bears. You make us proud. Girard Homes, building custom homes for over 10 years. Girard Homes, 1431 Airport Road in Rifle. Mountain Time Tanning and Rifle is, and Glenwood is a proud supporter of Bears football. Gift certificates are now available for the holidays at Mountain Time Tanning. Juicy Lucy's is a proud sponsor of local sports. Juicy Lucy's taking their holiday break. They'll open again Friday, December 17th.
Gain of about 7 for Jordan Robinson on that play, and he's the Bears' leading ground gainer. 3 carries for 16 yards.
3rd and 13 for the Bears. Big down here. Under 5 minutes to go, flag is thrown before the snap. And suddenly, we're seeing a lot of penalties.
And Sterling players clapping their hands, so I think it's probably motion against the Bears again.
No, offsides called against Sterling.
They were hoping it was motion, saying they were drawn off, but that helps.
Indeed.
3rd and about 3 now.
Winter is here. Now's the time to change out to tires and wheels to keep your vehicle hugging the road. Duffy's Garage reminds you they carry all major brands of tires and snow tires. Two great teams, the Rifle Bears and Duffy's Garage, 401 27th Street, just east of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. Good luck, Bears. 3rd down and 3 for the Bears.
This crowd just wants to explode.
Sanderson wants to throw, rolls to his left, throws complete to Rocky Rum, and he's got it for a first down. Just enough. And he was well covered there.
Diving catch by Rocky. Little roll out left. Rahman slides out of the backfield. Enough to move the chains. Only the second first down of the game for Rifle. Both of them passing. Not characteristic Bear football.
First and 10 for the Bears. 4:46 to go in the half. 6-0 Sterling. Bears defense able to turn away Sterling on a first and goal from the 10-yard line. Recovered a fumble. Hedberg is wide right. Robinson is slot left. He goes in motion. Give to Robinson. Sweep to the right side. He's got some blockers. Robinson up the right side, and he's brought down out of bounds.
You know, Rifle usually runs that play maybe once or twice a game.
Pilkington on the tackle.
It doesn't go anywhere, but the Sterling Tigers obviously are loading up for Rahman off tackle, and that's opening up that counter, or that end around, rather, to Robinson.
That's good enough for a first down. First and 10 Bears. Well, obviously, Coach Darrell Gorham taking advantage of players, defenders not able to move laterally very quickly because of the icy conditions. And Robinson with good speed, once he gets ahead of steam going, is dangerous. I formation with the Bears, first and 10 at their own 34. Give to Rocky Rahman, left side, and Rahman is stopped after a short gain. Serving Glenwood Springs for over 20 years, National Transmission is all you need to know when your vehicle's having transmission trouble. Plus, National Transmission now offers flywheel turning. National Transmission on 19th Street behind Taco Bell. Congratulations, Bears, take the title. Gain of a yard, second down and 9 for the Bears. They trail 6-0. To the Sterling Tigers. 3:41 to go in the half in this 3A state championship game.
It seems as though Sterling's been dominating this game. They've certainly been threatening, but obviously the Bears have the ball. 3 minutes to go.
I formation. Ghosts.
Definitely in the ball game.
Wide left. Sanderson. Play action. Fake. No. He gives to Rahman. And Rahman is hit hard. Brought down after a short gain. 3rd down. Give him a 1 yard gain. 3rd and 8.
This is somewhat reminiscent of the Rifle Glenwood game where Rahman just was not a factor at all, carried 14 times for just 32 yards. He's been over 100 every other game I've seen. But Sterling has his number so far.
3rd down and 8 for the Bears. Hedberg is wide left. Robinson slot right.
Movement.
And he goes in motion, and Jeff Zimmerman budged. And you just can't.
And that's going to make another long 3rd down, as if 3rd and 8 wasn't long enough.
Bring up 3rd and 13. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears football team on a great season. Elmer Glass, providing the Valley with glass since 1964. 2 locations to serve you in Rifle and Glenwood Springs. If you need glass, think Elmer Glass. Go Bears. Kyle Sanderson comes in with a play. 3rd down and make it about 14 for the Bears. Two receivers to the right.
You'll probably see him do that little rollout and throw to one of the backs again.
Split backs. Robinson in motion.
There
Sampson
he is,
rolls
rolling.
To his left, pressured, and he's going to be sacked. And the ball's
loose.
Dropped. Ball is fumbled, and Sterling, I believe, is recovered.
No.
No indication yet.
No,
okay,
Rifle's
got
it.
Rifle got it back.
It's Robinson fell on it.
Wow. That could have been disastrous. Bad enough getting sacked for a big loss, and now the Bears got to punt it away again. John Olson has got to get off a good one here with 2:08 to go.
Well, they'll be
clock
happy
ticking down.
They'll be happy to punt this one, considering what the alternative might have been. Loss of 12 on that play.
Low snap. Alderson gets it off, kicks it away from Pilkington.
And he might get a roll.
He's going to wave it off, and it'll take a bare bounce inside the 45 down to the 42-yard line of the Tigers. But they'll take over first and 10 with a minute 42 to go in the half. 6-0 Sterling. Christmas is coming. Remember, Resort Mountain Billiards is your home for indoor games this winter. Pool tables, air hockey, foosball, darts, poker tables, and more. Resort Mountain Billiards on 809 Grand Avenue, Glenwood Springs. Congrats to the Bears on a tremendous season. Just Kidding Around is moving to downtown Rifle after the holidays, so right now take advantage of store-wide savings up to 60% off. Just Kidding Around next to Super Walmart and Rifle. Congratulations, Bears, on a winning season. And the staff of Phones R Us and Rifle congratulates the Bears on a great season. Right now, Phones R Us offering a free vacation with any Verizon wireless activation. See store for details. Phones R Us, located next to City Market on Railroad Avenue. Three receivers to the right. Squire back to throw for Sterling. Rolls to his right, being pressured. Has some time, sets
Zimmerman.
Up, fires downfield, picked off, intercepted. Rocky Roman with the interception, the Bears are in business.
And credit Jeff
Zimmerman, yeah, chasing Mr. Squire down. And the Bears are in Sterling territory. They haven't been here much this half.
Only a minute 30 to go. Rifle has two timeouts.
He carries it up to the Sterling 41-yard line. First and 10 Bears. I formation. One receiver to the left. Sanderson wants to throw. Sets up. Slips. Fires. Complete to Zach LeCount. LeCount is close to a first down.
Remember, Jeff Squire threw 26 touchdown passes in the regular season, had only five intercepted.
Gain of nine, second and one.
And he was picked off four times by Glenwood in that first round of the playoffs.
Ball marked at the Sterling 33-yard line.
He does not usually throw interceptions. Nice job by Rahman floating into the area where he was headed.
I formation, Robinson to the right. Sanderson back to throw, sets up, fires downfield, floats one, weak pass.
Trouble.
It's going to be caught! Caught! Touchdown, Bears! Unbelievable!
It looked like an interception. Troy Sides, number 27 for Sterling, went up to catch the ball, and Robinson pulled it off his shoulder pads, it looked like. The ball hit up high. And
a weak pass, and Robinson's sheer determination took that ball away.
What a play by Jordan Robinson. And Troy Sides can't believe it. He's just walking disconsolately toward the defensive huddle. He thought he had that thing all the way. He
Sanderson.
Was like he was returning a punt, setting up to catch it.
To give the Bears the lead. Go, sees if he's ready. Here's the snap. Kick is up. You betcha! The Bears take the lead. 41 seconds to go in the half. 7-6 Rifle. We're back with a kickoff after this on KMTS. We're back to Bear Stadium, and the Bears finally have something to cheer about, leading 7-6, a 41-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Sanderson to Jordan Robinson. The pass was underthrown, a dead duck, and Robinson went up and took the ball away from the defender and waltzed in from about the 5-yard line into the end zone for the touchdown. Huge play, and Robinson's been the man this quarter. Here's the kickoff from Sanderson on the ground, a squibber. Taken by Pilkington around the 15. Pilkington right side, and he's finally brought down at about the 27-yard line. And Jack, you look back at that defensive stand by the Bears where Sterling...
First and goal at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, and they get that fumble recovery. How huge was that? What a turnaround. That's a big swing. It could have been a 2-touchdown lead for Sterling.
Well, and then the interception by Rahman, of course,
yep.
To set that up. Jordan Robinson having quite a day. He's the leading rusher And now he scores on a 32-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Sanderson. And Sanderson is the difference in the game with his extra point kick. Because remember, Sterling missed theirs wide after they scored early in the ballgame on their first possession.
Offset eye for the Tigers. Two receivers to the left. Pilkington in motion from the slot. Squire gives to Pilkington on a sweep right side. Up the right side, has blockers. And gains about seven. Now, let's see. They're going to mark it about the 35-yard line. Bring up second down and about five. The staff of Phones R Us and Rifle congratulates the Bears on a great season. Right now, Phones R Us is offering a free vacation with any Verizon wireless activation. See store for details. Phones R Us, located next to City Market on Railroad Avenue.
Well, I'm surprised Squire didn't air it out on that first throw.
Second and call it 4 yards to go. 25 seconds to go in the half. 7-6 Bears. Single back formation. Three receivers to the left. Squire back to throw. Looking to his left. Has time. Sets up. Fires downfield. Pilkington there. Can't get it. Can't haul it in. Just beyond his reach. Defended there by Casey Dunlap. Christmas is coming. Remember, Resort Mountain Billiards is your home for indoor games this winter. Pool tables, air hockey, foosball, darts, poker tables, and a lot more. Resort Mountain Billiards, 809 Grand Avenue, Glenwood Springs. Congratulations, Bears, on a tremendous season. Third down and four for the Tigers. 19 seconds to go in the half. Bears, in dramatic fashion, take the lead 7-6. Single back formation. Pilkington in motion from the right slot. Handoff to Olmey. And Olmey picks up a first down. Or was that steal? Boy, it's going to be tough as the day progresses because it's the middle of the field is muddy. And those white jerseys for the Tigers are turning black. Tigers call timeout with 13 seconds to go in the half. 7-6 Bears. You're listening to KMTS. 13.9 seconds to go in the first half. The Bears take the lead over the Sterling Tigers 7-6. Tigers have the ball first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Make it the 41. Sloppy conditions. It's kind of icy and slick on the sides. Up the middle, it's very muddy.
Well, we
single back formation.
Might turn into a defensive struggle, but
Squire back to throw.
He has
sets
the ability.
Up, fires downfield. He's got a man. It's Pilkington. He can't bring it down one hand.
Boy, and Bryce Ennewald was backing up like he was backpedaling, looking like he was going to try and go up for the interception. And so they just underestimate Squire's arm. He threw that thing
that was
again
reminiscent of that Nick Lawrence catch made in the Conifer game. Lawrence, a 6'5 receiver. That time Pilkington just couldn't haul that one in. 7 seconds to go. Second down and 10. And expect Squire to heave one downfield again. Single back formation. Olmey, the lone back. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Pilkington is in the slot right side. Squire back to throw. Sets up, fires. Incomplete.
Boy, he had a man. Can't read his number.
That was Avila, I believe. Number two.
No, it's 20-something, I think. Can't read the...
No, it was Tommy Avila. Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, it went through his hands.
Yeah.
Looked like he had room to make the catch. Squire is 4 for 14.
Bears call timeout with 2 seconds to go. And we'll take a break as well. 7-6 Bears, the 3A state championship. Back with more after this on KMTS. 2 seconds to go here in the first half. The Rifle Bears lead the Sterling Tigers in this 3A state championship ball game. 7-6.
How many games have we seen a score, though, on the last play of the half in these playoffs? So this is a dangerous situation. No wonder Rifle called timeout.
I was trying to avoid that subject.
Well, it's a reality.
I know. Adam Zelenka is wide left.
Has the arm to get that ball.
Squire
and
pump fake,
fingers.
Rolls to his right. Unloads.
Better make
complete
the tackle.
To
good
Parker.
Job. Josh Gustat, just nice solid tackle at the 40-yard line.
Parker gets the pass. That'll beef up Jeff Squire's stats, but the one that counts is on the scoreboard. The Rifle Bears going into the locker room with a 7-6 lead. 24 minutes to go in this state championship ball game. You're listening to Best Country, 99.1 KMTS. It's halftime at Bears Stadium. The Rifle Bears leading the Sterling Tigers in this 3A state championship game 7-6, and a low-scoring game like we pretty much figured, Jack. Defensive struggle. Bears could have been down by two touchdowns, but a great defensive stand late in the second quarter on a fumble recovery, and they were opportunistic, able to get the ball down the field. They couldn't sustain that drive, and then they get another turnover, a pick by Rocky Rahman to get the ball in great field position, and then that pass completion from Kyle Sanderson to Jordan Robinson, and it was pretty much Robinson making that play work as he just wrestled it away from the defender and trotted into the end zone for the touchdown with under a minute to go in the first half. 7-6 is our score. Sterling got off to a quick start on that opening kickoff, but Rifle's been able to play pretty well defensively and stop the run.
Well, thinking back to our pregame show, I can't remember. We talked to so many people, but somebody said a different hero every game, and sometimes several heroes. And so far, it's been Jordan Robinson. But you've got to admire Kyle Sanderson as well, the way he's scrambling around on this slick, some areas slick, some areas muddy field. And I was just looking back at some of his previous games, and he doesn't complete too many passes, but they come through at huge times. Last game, he completed three passes, two of them for touchdowns. Today, it's similar, three passes completed, and, of course, the big touchdown pass to Jordan Robinson, but you've got to give Robinson most of the credit on that one. Looking at the halftime stats, defense is definitely dominating. 12 rushes for 38 yards by Sterling. Not much on the ground for them at all. It's been the Jeff Squire show, as we anticipated it would be, in those two amazing receivers, Pilkington and Gertner. But he's just 5 of 16 with an interception. You mentioned Rahman's interception that set up the Rifle Bears' score right near the end of the first half. And 75 yards passing for Squire. Sanderson, meanwhile, is 3 for 7 for 46 yards. The Rifle running game has gained 41 yards on 14 carries. Rocky Rahman is just 8 carries for 13 yards, so he's really been no factor at all.
Yeah, he's been the stud. He was the stud last week against Niwot. Had a huge day on the ground, and obviously Sterling King on number one. And you heard Coach Daryl Gorham talking about the key last week in beating that much bigger Niwot defensive line. He said, let's just cut him in half from the waist down. They're pretty short. You just stay nice and low and stay on your man and keep those short, choppy steps going and get the good angle, and you'll get a good block. But the challenge is much greater this afternoon because of the icy, slick conditions on the field.
Well, the runners just can't cut.
Yeah.
And Sterling, I think, is just loading up on the inside, which is why we're seeing Robinson, you know, with 28 yards rushing, the leading carrier, averaging 4 or 7 yards a gain, an attempt. But the Bears are going to have to make some adjustments and get Rahman going in the second half. They've been playing pretty much a defensive game. They've had their backs to their goal line several times, and, of course, every time Squire drops back to pass, there's a potential for a touchdown. And he's thrown it up there 16 times so far this half. Not with a whole lot of success, but it's like you're living on the edge. Every time he drops back, he could complete one to either Gertner or Pilkington, and both of those guys can make spectacular catches, as we've seen. John Alderson has been sort of an unsung hero. He's punted 5 times today, playing the field possession game, and doing a pretty good job of it. He had one that only went 18 yards, but the Bears defense rose to the occasion there, stopped him on 4 straight plays from the 50-yard, their own 50, right at the middle of the field. And so Alderson and the Bear defense so far have been the story.
And the Bears leading 7-6 here at halftime. Reminder, a sports programming reminder tonight, we will head to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium as the Glenwood Demons boys basketball team takes on the Montrose Indians, a 7 o'clock tip-off. So right after this game, we'll, grab a quick bite to eat, pack up the equipment, and head to the gym and see some basketball. So that should be fun. Looking forward to a fun basketball season ahead from the Glenwood Demons girls and boys teams. Discover the credit union difference at Western Rockies Federal Credit Union.
where people are worth more than money. Western Rockies Federal Credit Union, now serving Garfield, Mesa, Pitkin, and Eagle Counties. NCUA insured, 142 West 3rd Street in Rifle. Go Bears, take the title. There are 24 minutes away from taking the title. They can hang on to this lead. They lead 7-6 at halftime. We'll be back with some Bears highlights right after this on KMTS. We're back to Bears Stadium, halftime. Bears leading the Sterling Tigers in this 3A state championship game by a score of 7-6. With a solid but not flashy senior class, the Rifle Bears' expectations were high going into the 2004 season. Early on, looked like they'd once again cruise to a playoff berth and battle for the Western Slope League title with the defending state champion Palisade Bulldogs. Midway, they hit a few roadblocks and squeaked into the postseason as the conference's fourth seed. Jack and I were on hand to broadcast a few of those exciting games here on KMTS. And that's where we are. The Rifle Bears playing for the state championship. A half to go. Halftime winding down. The Bears leading the Sterling Tigers 7-6. Jack, we've been treated to some great football this season, calling games for Glenwood Springs. They made it to the playoffs first time in 14 years. And here are the Bears, first time hosting a state championship. And it's just been exciting seeing the quality of football on the Western Slope.
Well, at times there were four different teams ranked in the top 10 in the state for the Western Slope, and that's a far cry from the old days where your Western Slope or back in the old days, the Northwest League. Rifle used to play in the Northwest League, and they didn't get any respect on the other side. They would always get poor seeds in the basketball tournaments and that sort of thing, but not so. You got to give Palisade a lot of the credit for that, winning four straight state championships
under Joe Romano
in the 90s. Certainly got the attention of the folks on the Eastern Slope, and then Rifle's performance getting into the playoffs year after year, and Steamboat's been perennially strong, Moffitt County as well, and this year, as you mentioned, Glenwood even got ranked for a while and made it into the playoffs and gave Sterling its toughest game since they lost 14-7 in Niwot, and I think they were beaten by Berth at 7-0. But thinking back, the Sterling team started the season 0-2. And, of course, Rifle at one point had lost three out of four games.
In the middle of the season.
Of the season. So both of these teams had to scrap some to get here. But they are treating us not to a beautiful game, but key turnovers by Rifle. First forcing that fumble when it was first and goal, Sterling's ball at the Rifle 9-yard line. And then later Rahman picks off a pass and just doing what they have to do, and that's what got Rifle here, and now they have a one-point halftime lead.
And they'll get the ball first. Here we go at the opening kickoff of the second half. It's Bryce Ennewald and Tyler Ghost deep to receive for the Bears.
Both of them have popped touchdowns this year on special teams.
Bears will be going right to left, waiting for the whistle.
Ennewald broke open that Conifer game a couple of weeks ago with an 80-yard return, which we heard on the halftime highlights.
There's the whistle. There's the kick. Short kick. It'll be taken by number 23, Slips and Falls.
Actually,
and
that maybe that's Colby McFarland, 22, I think.
22, okay.
He was a running back for me and quite a track star at Riverside.
Couldn't get on track that time. He slipped and fell, but it's a pretty good field position for the Bears to start the second half. They'll have it at their own 34-yard line. Leading 7-6.
And let's see if they've been able to make some blocking adjustments to untrack Rocky Rahman, just 13 yards at the half on 8 carries.
Split backs. Give to Rahman.
Oh, yeah.
No! Is it Rahman or Casey Dunlap? That was Dunlap, yep. I could tell by the way he's carrying the ball.
Well, that's the first time Dunlap's carried the ball this game.
Both arms over that ball and picks up 6 yards. Second down and 4.
That's what Rifle needs to do. They've got to make some yardage on the ground. They've just been hanging on by their teeth with Sanderson completing. I made some adjustments, 4 of 8 for 55 in the first half. But the Bears have run for only 41 yards, and that's not counting losses on sacks.
Split backs again. Give to Dunlap. Spins, tries to get away from one tackler, and he's finally hit hard and dropped for a loss.
Yeah, didn't get out of the backfield.
Hit by Jacob Hunker and Bo Beardsley. Loss of about a yard and a half. Third down and 6 yards to go for the Bears. Leading 7-6. Second half just underway. Robinson is wide left. Hedberg is wide right. Split backs again. Sanderson gives to Rahman. Rahman's got a close to a first down. I think he might be a little bit
No,
they're going to give it to him.
Forward progress. They're marking him well beyond the sticks.
I tell you what, Rocky Rahman, he'll get hit and stood up, but he'll keep those feet moving. And they're going to call for a measurement.
Well, Rahman, not big by today's backs standards, just 170 pounds, but as you mentioned, tough and doesn't go down easily.
And they mark it and stretch the chains.
Short.
He's short by an inch or two. Decision time for Coach Darryl Gorham.
Well, fourth and one. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Bears go for it. Nice job punting by Alderson, though. They might want to just continue to play the field game and not take a chance. Well, they're stretching it again.
Yep. Short by a couple of snowflakes. And they're going to go for it. Robinson is wide right. Hedberg is wide left to the near side. We'll see if they go to a long count or if they go for that dive.
That wouldn't surprise me to see him just try to draw him off, and if they don't do it.
Split backs for the Bears.
To kick it away.
It's on the left hash mark, near side, and here we go. Slippery conditions for that defensive line. If they slip, that'll draw him off. Yep. Got it. Yeah.
Just a little
head bob by Kyle Sanderson. Oh, my goodness. Little deception there. Got him to jump.
Boy. Sterling had to know that was coming.
Yeah, exactly. And it was
that part of the field.
The left defensive tackle jumped, and he was like, whoop, 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 on the ice. He couldn't get back in time. So first and 10 for the Bears. Give a little head bob. 10:31 to go in the third quarter, 7-6 rifle. First and 10 for the Bears at the 49-yard line.
Because there's just too much at stake to go for it here. But, of course, Sterling couldn't lay back either in case
Split
they were
backs.
Really going for it.
Give to Casey Dunlap, right side. Dunlap, short gain.
Couldn't get his feet going in the backfield. Just spinning back there.
Christmas is coming. Remember, Resort Mountain Billiards is your home for indoor games this winter. Pool tables, air hockey, foosball, darts, poker tables, and a lot more. Resort Mountain Billiards on 809 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs. Congratulations, Bears, on a tremendous season. The staff of Phones R Us and Rifle congratulates the Bears on a great season. Right now, Phones R Us offering a free vacation with any Verizon wireless activation. See store for details. Phones R Us located next to City Market on Railroad Avenue. Splitbacks offset to the right. Robinson in motion. He gets the call, right sweep. Robinson is hit hard, still on his feet. Short of the first down, it'll be third down and about 4 yards to go. Trying to run to the wide side of the field. And they give him a gain of just a couple, so it'll be third and about six, actually.
Well, Rahman has gained 18 yards, and Robinson has 30. Never thought I'd see that.
Hedberg is wide left to the near side.
Might see that rollout pass
again. High formation. Nope. Give to Rahman.
Breaks one tackle.
Breaks another. Fighting his way forward for that first down marker. He's going to be short.
They're going to have to go for it on fourth again.
Good luck, Bears, from Advanced Auto Repair, the place to go for all your automotive needs, located at 1525 Enterprise Court in the Rifle Business Park, or call 625-9055. Go for it, Bears. They're not going to go for it here. They're going to punt. Alderson on the field. And Derek Pilkington backs up around his own 10-yard line. High snap taken by Alderson. Gets the punt away. And fair catch. And Pilkington going to let it go. The Bears will down it. Deep in Sterling territory. Good job by Alderson. And they're going to mark that. Let's see. They're going to mark it, about the 5-yard line. Boy.
Well, Alderson kicked five times in the first half for an average of 36 yards. And this one.
Todd Ellis, offensive line coach of the Bears, out here shoveling the ice and snow yesterday.
37 yards.
Two receivers to the right. Squire gives to Brandon Steele, left side. He doesn't get very far. They ran that counter tray. The lineman on the right pulled to the left. And Steele didn't get far. I think he was no gain there. Second down and 10. Good defensive stand there for the Bears. Rifle leads 7-6. Huge crowd on hand here. Bears Stadium. Just 3A state championship.
Wanting to erupt, but it's just been one of those nail-biter type games where the Bears have always been backed up on defense.
High formation. Squire wants to throw. Looking downfield. He's got a man. It's almost picked up. A flag's going to be thrown against John Alderson. He came from behind and knocked the ball away, and I can't believe they're going to call pass interference. Pilkington, the intended receiver. Alderson coming from the free safety position.
Yeah, he closed nicely and was definitely going for the ball. But
wow, boy, that's going to give Sterling a first down. Pass interference against Alderson. Bears fans don't like it. Rifle Paint and Supply, Rifle's newest paint store, carrying Benjamin Moore and Porter Paints for both interior and exterior, as well as custom color matching and mixing available. 2118 Airport Road, just a half mile east of Walmart. Look for the big yellow sign. Go all the way, Bears. So, fresh set of downs for the Tigers. Squire, handoff left side. Brandon Steele, and he's close to another first down. And last week, or a couple weeks ago, Jack, we saw this Sterling team against Glenwood. Glenwood had Squire's number, had him rattled in that first half, picking him off five times, seven turnovers in all for Glenwood. But Sterling discovered a running game.
Well, they brought a kid off the bench that we haven't seen in this game named Ryan Locke. And he broke a 57-yard touchdown on the first time he touched
Steele
the ball.
Steele got a first down that carry, split backs, and a flag is thrown. Two flags, and looks like it's going to go against Sterling. Procedure the call. So Bears get a break there. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. 7-6 Bears. Bring up first and 15 for the Tigers. Now back it up to their own 26.
Seventh penalty against Sterling. Not really a crisply played game, and with the footing kind of treacherous. It's kind of a war of attrition out here.
Two receivers to the right. Offset eye. Squire rolling to his right. Sets up, fires downfield. Weak throw. It's almost caught by Shea Parker. And Parker, their tallest receiver, couldn't haul it in. That's going to bring up second down and 15. Finishing touch, four-wheel drive, center and silt is your one-stop 4x4 shop. Suspension and performance upgrades, trailer hitches, accessories, and everything in between. The Finishing Touch is also your authorized Rhino lining dealership. The best spray-in bed liner you can buy. Protect your vehicle or boat from rusting and chipping. Visit The Finishing Touch, 401 Main Street, in the big blue building. Go Bears. Second down and 15 for the Tigers. Trailing the Bears 7-6 in the state championship game. Off their own 26-yard lines. Two receivers to the right, split back. Squire back to throw. Being pressured, throws back to his left, picked off, Zach LeCount with the interception, deep in Tiger territory, the third turnover for the Bears. Zach LeCount with a great pick. And again, Sterling going to that little deception play where Squire rolls to his right, looks to his right, and then throws back the other way, and there was LeCount covering the intended receiver.
The Bear defense has been earning its way today.
Absolutely. Split backs with the Bears. They have the ball. The 25-yard line. Give to Casey Dunlap. Dunlap pulls his way forward.
Now the offense has to do its part. The only thing they've been able to do was that long pass right before the half from Sanderson to Robinson. And even then, it was a kind of a dying duck, and Robinson had to peel it off the defender's shoulder pads and took it into the end zone for a 32-yard catch.
But the ball is at the 20, 22-yard line. Boy, it's tough to see the markers. Second down and six for the Bears. Split backs. Alderson wide left, give to Dunlap. And he's hit hard. Short gain. Maybe got that to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down.
Well, once again, the Bears are going to have to rely on the pass. They're just unable to run the ball very well.
No gain there.
Counting yardage lost for sacks, the Bears had 16 carries for 20 yards in the first half.
Hedberg brings the play in for Kyle Sanderson. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 7-6 Bears. Rifle looking to add to this score. Split backs. Hedberg wide left. Robinson wide right. Sends Robinson in motion. Bobbled snap. Sanderson rolls to his left. Throws complete to Robinson. And Robinson is going to be close to a first down.
Boy, that's
they
just
threw it to the near side.
That's the Bear offense.
First
today.
Down, Bears.
It's just Sanderson rolling either left or right and kind of dumping it into the flat and hoping his receivers can make enough yardage to move the chains, and he did that time.
Not quite first and goal. They can get a first down here. The ball is at the 13-yard line of the Tigers. Split backs again, offset to the right. Dunlap
sooner
and
or
Rahman.
Later, sooner or later, Rahman's going to get loose.
Robinson in motion. Give to Dunlap, left side. He's hit hard and brought down. No gain. Farmers Insurance, serving the rifle community and beyond for over 25 years. Auto, home, life, and commercial insurance. See Joe Carpenter today, 216 West 3rd Street, 625-2450. A proud father of four Rifle High School graduates and avid supporter of the Rifle High School athletics program. Gain of two there for Dunlap. Second down and eight for the Bears. Split backs again. Ball at the 12-yard line of the Tigers. Robinson in motion. Gets the call. Sweep right. Robinson
one man to beat.
Tripped up and dropped for a loss.
The one man was laying on the ground, reached out with his left arm, and just tripped Robinson, or he's gone.
And it's a muddy jersey. I can't get a number. I think it was Avila, Tommy Avila.
And he had been knocked down by whoever was blocking on the right side there. And if Robinson had just detoured a little bit, he'd have been gone. Because there was nobody else there.
Drop tough for break. A loss. Third down and 12. Or no, sorry, it's third down and eight. I formation, or split backs rather, offset to the left now. Hedberg wide left. Ghost in motion. Gets the pitch. Ghost is going to throw. Ghost goes for the end zone. Hedberg goes up. Can't come down with it. No flags. Oh, now we do have a flag. Or was it somebody throwing something?
It might have been a glove thrown up in the air.
I saw a yellow towel or something. Okay, no flags on that play. So it brings up fourth down, and this is certainly within Kyle Sanderson's range for a field goal.
Well, I think Rifle should take the points here. Sanderson's been real consistent. It doesn't look like they're going to, though.
Bringing the kicking platform out. They're going to go for it.
They can get a first down, but it's about fourth and 12 from...
Split backs.
From about the
shaded
15.
To the left. Back to throw. Sanderson throws the fade to Alderson. Goes up over the top. Can't come down with it. And the Sterling Tigers take over on downs. Well, that could be a pivotal call there. Bill Gorham going for it on fourth and eight.
Well, they've gambled before, and you just got to go with what you feel is right and the right call to make. Bears obviously thought that they could convert there and bust this game open.
Bears hanging on to a 7-6 lead with 3:26 to go third quarter. Squire directing his receivers. And it's a handoff. And I believe it's Brandon Steele. Gain of four. Second down and six for the Sterling Tigers. Winters here. Get your car in tip-top shape with the help of Rifle Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Napa Auto Parts' friendly, knowledgeable staff get you the right stuff, right parts for the first time. Squire back to throw. Throws a hitch pattern intended for Pilkington.
Way behind him.
And threw behind him. Incomplete. Third down and seven. Third down and six, rather.
Squire,
for the Tigers.
Squire is 5 for 18, just 0 for 2 here in the second half, with, or 0 for 3, make it with an interception.
Napa Auto Parts, get you the right stuff the first time. Get the good stuff in rifle, 949 Railroad Avenue, 625-2111. Bring home the title, Bears. They lead 7-6 with 2:46 to go. Split backs for the Tigers. Squire back to throw. Pump fake. Now scrambles,
receivers.
Going to his left. He's being pressured. He carries for a first down and runs it out of bounds. And there's where Squire is very dangerous. And that's what we saw last week with Niwot.
Clint Sapp, Staff rather.
Could run and throw. And he was their biggest weapon as they went to the shotgun.
Well, I hope we don't have to look back
second half
at this moment and say this was the point where the game changed. Zach LeCount getting an interception, taking it down to the Sterling 25, and the Bears come away with no points. And now Sterling, third and seven, still converting.
First and 10 Tigers at their own 27-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Squire back to throw. Rolling to his right, being pressured by Zimmerman. And Zimmerman almost brings him down.
Well, he brought him down, but he was able to throw the ball as he was going down. They don't have the in-the-grasp rule here, so it'll just be an incomplete pass.
Big Jeff getting around there and almost got a sack, but give him credit for a quarterback hurry.
He's been chasing Squire all day long without being able to get to him.
Second down and 10 for the Tigers. Bears lead 7-6. Ball at the Tigers' 27-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Parker and Pilkington there. Single back formation. Squire turns, gives to his running back to Brandon Steele, and he is short of the first down, but not by much. With interest rates still very low, now is a great time to buy a new home or refinance your current one. Whether you are refinancing to consolidate debts or looking for a mortgage, see Joan or Brenda at Countrywide Home Loans in Rifle, 111 West 3rd Street. Go Bears. Officials call timeout to measure. Steele stretched the distance there, and let's see if he got it. He got it, first down by the length of the ball. Need money fast for an unexpected expense? See Cash Now or Rocky Mountain next to the Super Walmart in Rifle, because sometimes life happens before payday. Call 625-8989, proud supporter of the Rifle Bears. 2:22 to go, third quarter, 7-6 Rifle in this 3A state championship game.
What's beginning to happen now is Sterling is loosening up the Rifle defense. Their last three first downs have all come on the ground.
High formation for the Tigers. Squire looking over the D. Gives to his tailback, Steele. And Steele, tackled there by Jeff Zimmerman. Off of right tackle, gain of about three, second down and seven. Good luck, Bears, from the staff of Insignal and Rifle, cellular and satellite made simple, carrying Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, and DirecTV. 1425 Airport Road in Rifle, next to Stereo Unlimited.
First half, Steele had four carries for 14 yards. This half, five carries for 27 yards, more than five a carry.
Two receivers to the right, I formation for Sterling. Squire turns, gives to his fullback, and he's hit hard and stopped. Short of the, I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. It's the muddy part of the field, right in the middle.
And Olme has to be the littlest fullback
yeah,
since the Pee Wee Leagues.
Third down, no gain there. Third down and six. Bring home the title, Bears. Rifle Performance Motorsports. 2005 Ski-Doo snowmobiles are in. Check out the latest models like the new Ski-Doo 1000. Ski-Doo sales and service and accessories. Rifle Performance Motorsports, located at 1014 Access Road in Rifle. Timeout is called by the Sterling Tigers. We'll take a break as well. 51 seconds to go, third quarter, 7-6 Rifle. Back with more to this on KMTS. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rifle leading the Sterling Tigers 7-6 in this 3A state championship game. Sterling called timeout. They come out with an offset eye, two receivers to the right. Squire under center, turns, fakes, rolls to his left, being pressured, rolling to his right now, chased by Zimmerman, and Zimmerman tries to bring him down. Here's the ball. It's almost picked off. Intended for Pilkington, and Jeff Zimmerman, again, give him credit for relentlessly going after Mr. Squire and forcing a bad throw.
Bryce Ennewald was the only one who had a chance at that. He was going for the interception. Pilkington grabbed his jersey from behind. Should have been called for defensive pass interference. But that brings up a fourth down. I have a feeling they'll go for it.
Well, they come out in punt formation, but let's now, yeah, Squire is the
he's
the
quarterback and
he's got
punter.
A good arm. Let's see what they do. Fourth down. No, yep. He's going to punt it away. Gets a good punt away, taken by Ghost at around the 25. Ghost up the left side. Carries to the 34-yard line. First and 10 Bears. 31 seconds to go, third quarter. 7-6 Rifle.
Well, we've been looking all game for Squire to try something from that punt formation. So far he hasn't, but it's definitely a threat. We'll see if it becomes a factor as the game goes on.
Kyle Sanderson breaks him from the huddle.
Well,
the formation.
Bears survived that. I was worried that might turn into one of those momentum.
Fake to Rahman. Throw, pass, almost picked off. Oh, my, intended for Zach LeCount. Brandon Steele stepped in front and almost made the pick, and he would have had a touchdown. Wow. Sigh of relief from the Bears' side. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second and 10. Bring home the title, Bears. Rifle perform. Or rather, congratulations to the Rifle Bears. You exemplify what it means to be a team. From the team at the Glenwood Auto Group, the Two River Chevrolet, Red Mountain Subaru, Nissan, and Canyon Honda, we're proud of you. Take it all the way. Second and 10, Bears. Hedberg wide right. Robinson is slot left. Split backs offset to the right. Robinson in motion, fakes the pitch. They give to Rahman. Rahman's got a big hole up the middle and a first down for the Bears. Gets up to the 45-yard line. They fake that pitch. They send Jordan Robinson in motion. He goes behind the back, the running backs, and just that little fake freezes the linebackers and opens it up on the left side for Rocky Rahman. That's his biggest gain of the day.
Easily 11 yards. He had an 8-yarder in the first half, but to this point, he had 23 yards gained, and he gained 11 on that one.
Clock ticking down, and under 10 seconds to go, and they're just going to let this run down. We'll go to the fourth quarter. The Bears, 12 minutes away from bringing home the gold football. They lead the Sterling Tigers 7-6. The state 3A championship game, back with the fourth quarter after this on KMTS. Here we go with the fourth quarter. 7-6, Bears lead. First and 10 for the Bears at their own 44-yard line. I formation. Give to Rocky Rahman. Left side. Rocky Rahman has a first down and more. 13-yard gain for Rocky.
Well, we've been thinking that Sterling couldn't keep him down for too long, but they'd held him all the way until the last play of the third quarter when he broke through for an 11-yard gain.
Nice block on the left side there by Mitch Kosh, and the lead back, Casey Dunlap. Another first down for the Bears at the Tigers' 47-yard line. High formation again. Samson turns, gives to Rahman. Rocky is wrestled down and brought down by a host of Tiger defenders. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Got flood damage from a broken or frozen water line or a nasty sewer backup? Call the doctor, the Flood Doctor. Locally owned by Rifle native Dave Suazo, the Flood Doctor will get you cleaned up and dried out to avoid further damage. Available 24-7, he's there when you need him. Look on the yellow pages under Fire Water Damage Restoration or call 625-3788 or 945-0880. Second down and 9.5 yards to go. Sanderson turns, gives to Casey Dunlap. And Dunlap gets up to the 40-yard line. That'll bring up third down and about six. Congratulations to the 2004 Rifle Bears football team from the staff of Cruise Control. Remember Cruise Control for oil changes, tires, automotive repair, and 4x4 accessories. Cruise Control, style and attitude to take on the road, 900 Railroad Avenue. Bears lead 7-6, 10:26 to go in the game. State championship on the line. Split backs for Rifle. Sanderson looks over the D, barks out the signals. Turns, gives die play to Casey Dunlap, and Dunlap gets close.
Good game.
He's going to be short of the first down. Gets up to about the 35-yard line.
But close enough, and especially considering the field position, I think Rifle will just keep hammering here. They seem to suddenly have Sterling a little bit back on their heels.
So they stop him at the 34, actually. So fourth down and about 2.5 yards to go. John Alderson comes in with a play. KFC, they do chicken right. Watching calories, try KFC's new oven-roasted menu. Includes yummy salads, twisters, and fillets. Great taste, fewer calories.
I remember that
Bring
Alderson.
It on Bears, the staff of Rifles. KFC's proud of you. KFC in the corner of 26th Street and Highway 13. The Bears call timeout.
I was about to say, this looks exactly like the formation where Alderson caught the touchdown pass against Niwot. They lined up three receivers to the left. Alderson went to the right, and I think they were going to try it.
We'll take a break. 9:35 to go in the ballgame. 7-6 Bears. Back with more after this on KMTS. We're back to Bears Stadium. 9:35 to go in the game. 7-6 Rifle. They call timeout with fourth down and about 2.5 yards to go. And they are going to go for it here. Ball just shy of the 35-yard line. Empty backfield. Three receivers to the right.
Now this time Alderson Sanderson will be to the left, I bet.
Sanderson looking over, getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Darryl Gorham. Sanderson fakes it, and he drops the ball. Fumble, still loose. Sterling has it.
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference. It was fourth down, and they weren't going to get it.
Sterling has the ball near midfield. Mark it at the 45-yard line.
Well, in some ways, I think that timeout hurt the Bears because they might have had the element of surprise going for them on fourth and two with that formation, but the timeout gave the Sterling coaches an opportunity to say, remember that thing we saw in the film that they did against Niwot, and they had it well defended. It looked like it might have been a run all the way, but Sanderson didn't have a chance.
First and 10, Sterling Tigers. They're on 45. Squire turns, gives to Steele. Steele picks up about 5 yards. Gets to the 50.
Well, this is another one of those momentum changers. Just when it looked like Rifle had things going on the ground, all of a sudden they kind of pulled out their bag of tricks and they sort of tricked themselves.
Coming up on the 9-minute mark here in the ballgame, second and 5 for the Tigers. Bears lead 7-6 in this championship game. Their first state title in 31 years. A lot of ball to play here, though. And Sterling, a lot of weapons, especially number 7, their quarterback, senior Jeff Squire. Brings him out in eye formation. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Squire gives to his tailback. He's hit hard, dropped for about a 1 yard gain. Looked like he was going to be dropped for a loss. Extra effort there. Got him a yard. Tackled there by Rocky Rahman. Third down and 4. Sign up now for new dance and gymnastics classes this winter. Great fun for kids of all ages from 18 months to 18 years. Congratulations, Bears, from the staff of Academy of Dance and Gymnastics, 224 East 21st Street in Rifle. Third down and 4 for the Tigers. Big play here for the Bear defense. I formation, Sterling. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Squire back to throw, straight back. Fakes, throws downfield. Oh, amazing catch! Derek Pilkington.
He was hanging in the air like a basketball player.
Defended there by Bryce Ennewald, but an amazing grab by Pilkington.
He leaped early, and then he just hung and waited, and then he reached out at the last minute and grabbed it and came down, cradled it, and held on.
Wow.
I was about to say, we just haven't seen much on the way of completions from Squire. He's thrown 22 passes now. And that was his 8th completion. But we were talking about game breakers.
And the Bears call timeout.
And this could be it. Rifle's going to really need to.
Ball's at the 12-yard line of the Bears with 7:52 to go in the ball game. 7-6 Rifle. Back with more after this on KMTS. 7:52 to go in the ball game. 7-6 Rifle. And the lead could be in trouble here for the Bears as a long pass completion just completed from Jeff Squire to a diving Derek Pilkington. Ball at the 12-yard line of the Bears. I formation. Two receivers to the left. Squire gives to his tailback. Hit hard and stopped for a short, after a short gain. Brandon Steele. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears. You've shown everyone what teamwork and perseverance is all about. Bring it on home for the from the volunteers and staff of the Rifle Fire Protection District. Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Tigers at the Bears' 10-yard line. The staff of Giard Homes congratulates the Rifle Bears. You make us proud, Giard Homes, building custom homes for over 10 years. Giard Homes, 1431 Airport Road in Rifle. Crowd yelling, defense, defense. Two receivers to the right. Parker. I formation. Fake the handoff. Squire looking for a receiver. Rolls to his right. Still buying himself some time. Fires downfield. Dropped. Oh, my goodness. The ball was tipped by Parker.
Rahman, and was with him.
There were two Rifle defenders.
No, it was Ennewald.
And Tommy Avila almost came down with a deflection in the end zone. That'll bring up third down and 8.
Ennewald's man made a last-minute break and got open, and that's who he was throwing for, and Bryce recovered just enough.
Christmas is coming. Remember Resort Mountain Billiards, your home for indoor games this winter. Pool table, air hockey, foosball, darts, poker tables, and more. Resort Mountain Billiards, 809 Grand Avenue, Glenwood. Congratulations, Bears, on a tremendous season. Squire, back to throw, rolling to his right. In trouble. Throws off his back foot to the back of the end zone and knocked away by John Alderson. That'll bring up fourth down and 8. 6:54 to go in the ballgame. 7-6 Rifle.
Well, now if they've got a kicker, that could make a difference. As I'm thinking back, I see why the Bears didn't go for the field goal earlier, because it wouldn't really do them much good if... Well, I guess it could. If they'd scored a touchdown, they would have had to go for two. So I'm still wondering why they didn't go for those 3 points. But here...
And they are going to go for a field goal.
It might help. Obviously, it gives Sterling the lead with just under 7 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And they're calling timeout to set it up.
We'll take a break as well. 6:54 to go in the ballgame. 7-6 Rifle. Sterling going to attempt a field goal. We'll be back with more after this on KMTS.
Where? I can't see it.
About the 20, but... Jason Dollarshell on to attempt about a 29-yard field goal. They'll set up about the 19. This would give Sterling the lead. With 6:54 to go, Rifle Bears lead 7-6. Can they get the block on?
He missed an extra point
slow
earlier.
Snap. Oh, that's a fake. Squire rolling to his left. Looking downfield. He's going to be brought down. Brought down out of bounds. Oh, a huge play.
Tyler Ghost. Covered his man, that Lyle Church, just like a
Lyle Church with
quilt.
Possibly a game-saving tackle. That was fantastic. You know, Coach Daryl Gorman, his staff said, watch for the fake, because Squire's the holder. Wow. That was a huge stand for the Rifle Bears. Now can they control the ball and run some time off the clock, leading 7-6. I formation. One receiver to the right. Robinson to the left. Give to Rocky Rahman. Rahman stacked up. Gets to about the 12-yard line. 6:35 to go in the ball game. 1 point lead for the Bears. Second down and 8 for Rifle.
The name of the game here, obviously, is first downs.
Ball to the 13-yard line.
Rifle has been in a lot of second and long and third and long situations. Here they've pretty much got to keep it on the ground.
Hedberg is wide right. Robinson wide left. I formation. Give to Rahman. And Rahman, the middle of that massive humanity, get some hard-fought yards. That'll bring up third down. See where they mark it. They bring it up. Actually, it was Casey Dunlap that carried the ball. In a three, they mark it up to the 15-yard line. Third down and six. Big play here for the Bears with 5:35 to go in the ball game, leading 7-6. Who's going to bring home the gold football? Sterling looking for their first state championship. Splitbacks. Robinson in motion. Gets a call. Sweep left. Got some blockers. Robinson left side. He's got a first down. You betcha.
All
Jordan
day long.
Jordan Robinson, the star of the game today.
All day, Jordan Robinson has been able to get outside. Give Coulter Hedberg credit for that first down because he pushed his man toward the sideline.
Great block.
And Robinson cut up off that block and got enough, well, maybe not. Yes.
They're going to measure? Yeah, they
measured.
Got it. Okay.
They're over there by the chain, so they didn't have to bring him out on the field, and the referee signaled first down.
Winter is here. Now's the time to change out tires and wheels to keep your vehicle hugging the road. Duffy's Garage reminds you, they carry all major brand of tires and snow tires. Two great teams, Rifle Bears and Duffy's Garage, 401 27th Street, just east of the Sunlight Bridge in Glenwood Springs. Good luck, Bears. Serving Glenwood Springs for over 20 years, National Transmission is all you need to know. When your vehicle's having transmission trouble, plus, National Transmission now offers flywheel turning. National Transmission on 19th Street behind Taco Bell. Congratulations, Bears. Take the title. First and 10, Bears. Ball is loose. The ball is loose. Who's got it?
Well, I don't see a lot of celebrating, so I think Rifle just recovered it.
We saw some orange and black clad fans on the other side jumping up and down, but Rifle recovered it. They lost 4 yards. It'll be second down and 14 at around the 19-yard line, I believe. Their own 19. Got to protect that ball. 4:40 to go in the ball game. 7-6 Bears.
In another long situation, second and long.
Split backs.
They're almost going to have to throw it.
Sanderson's going to throw, rolling to his right, fires, almost picked off. Oh, my goodness. Brandon Steele again with a near pick, stepping in front of Rocky Rahman.
And I think they've figured that play out. Whenever Sanderson rolls one side or another, they look for that little flat pass, and Steele closed on it well.
And now a critical third down and long here for the Bears. Third and 13, 4:27 to go. Congratulations to the Rifle Bears football team and a great season. Elmer Glass providing the Valley with glass since 1964. Two locations to serve you in Rifle and Glenwood Springs. If you need glass, think Elmer Glass. Go Bears. Robinson comes out wide right. Hedberg is wide left to the far side.
Might be a draw.
I formation. Sanderson barking out the signals. Sanderson gives a handoff to Rocky Rahman and maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Sterling was not fooled.
And John Alderson's going to have to get off a good punt here.
Well, he's been kicking it away, which is a good idea with Gertner back there.
Gertner and Pilkington. I think it's Pilkington this time. Pilkington is right around midfield. He's backing up now about to the 45. Alderson has been busy punting this ball. Been effective. Good snap. Gets it away. Low kick. End over end. Pilkington's going to stay away from it.
Boy, he almost went for it.
Yeah. Almost touched a Sterling Tiger player there. And the ball is blown dead at the 44-yard line of the Tigers. So they take over first and 10. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Can the Bears defense do it?
No surprise that the state championship is going to come down to which team can play defense. And if Rifle can do it here, Sterling's got pretty good field position at their own 45-yard line, maybe 46.
Just Kidding Around is moving to downtown Rifle after the holidays. So right now, take advantage of store-wide savings up to 60% off. Just Kidding Around next to Super Walmart and Rifle. Congratulations, Bears, on a winning season. First and 10 Tigers at their own 44. I formation, two receivers to the left. Squire. Back to throw, looking to his left, has plenty of time, no pressure at all, heaves one down the field, and it is caught by Derek Pilkington.
Once again, Bryce Ennewald came up like he thought he was going to intercept it, and it just carried beyond him, and Pilkington was about 2 yards beyond Ennewald when he made the catch easily.
down around the 12-yard line of the Bears. And here we go again. The Bears, their backs to their goal line. They've got to come up big again. First and 10, Sterling on the arm of Jeff Squire.
43-yard completion.
3:29 to go. Need a turnover here. Two receivers to the left. I formation. Squire pitches to his tailback, Steele. Steele breaks the tackle, breaks another. He's upended. Ball's
rifle
loose.
Ball! Rifle has it! Rifle ball!
Will they call him down, though? Haven't seen a signal
no
yet.
No signal yet. No signal yet.
Because he went head over heels, and then when he hit, he dropped the ball. I think they're going to leave it with Sterling. I don't think it's going to change.
Oh, my goodness. No, oh. Rifle ball. Rifle recovers.
Wow.
That's five turnovers today. Oh, my goodness.
I did not
Heart
think
stopping.
They were going to call that for a minute.
Steele was flipped head over heels, coughed it up before he hit the ground.
Evidently, because it didn't look like it. Didn't look like the ball
no.
came loose until he hit. But he hit on his shoulders and his head.
My gosh.
So maybe the
3:20 to go in the ball game. The Bears have the ball. First and 10 at their own 5. Need to protect it here. Sanderson gives to Rahman. Rahman's hit hard. Short gain.
Well, we keep saying that it's going to come down to Rifle having to make a first down, and they just haven't been able to do it lately.
Gain of a yard, second and 9. Dunlap actually carried the ball. 2:53 to go in the ball game. Robinson comes out wide right, Hedberg wide left. Split backs. Sanderson turns, die play left side, big yards there for Casey Dunlap.
And Sterling.
And Dunlap gets about 4 yards, third down and 5 for the Bears.
Sterling has just taken Rocky Roman out of the ball game for Rifle. He had a couple of back-to-back runs at the end of the third quarter, early in the fourth. But he's been basically a blocker and a decoy.
The staff of Phones R Us and Rifle congratulates the Bears on a great season. Right now, Phones R Us is offering a free vacation with any Verizon Wireless activation. See store for details. Phones R Us, located next to City Market on Railroad Avenue. Third down and 5. Big play for the Bears. Under 2 minutes to go. Sanderson.
Not going anywhere.
And that didn't go anywhere. That was a big loss on that play.
Was it a keeper? It's hard to tell way over there. Yeah, Sanderson kept it. Well, once again, it's going to be, let's see, Rifle's calling timeout.
Sterling called timeout.
Sterling did.
The minute 49 to go in the ball game. 7-6 Rifle. We'll be back right after this on KMTS. 1 minute 49 seconds to go in the ball game. The Bears hanging on to a 7-6 lead. John Alderson in his own end zone to punt it away here. High snap. Alderson with the pressure gets it off. Wobbly kick. Pilkington comes up, catches it on his knees.
Boy, I tell you, that was a risky play. He had to dive for it, but it saved the bounce and roll.
And a flag is thrown. A flag. It might be roughing the punter. Roughing the punter.
I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. And it will give the Bears a first down. They put the pressure on, and I was watching the ball. I didn't see if John Alderson put on an acting display, or I imagine he got hit because
it brought
the pressure.
There was a lot of pressure, and he had to kick it straight up and
wow.
kind of short-legged it.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge. A minute 42 to go. The Bears, so close to their first state title in 31 years. And the Bears call timeout. 1:42 to go. Rifle leading 7-6. Back after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Bear Stadium. 1 minute 42 seconds to go in the ball game. Rifle leading 7-6. in this state championship ball game. And a big play, John Alderson punted the ball and was roughed in the end zone. And the Bears have an automatic first down.
Rifle fans just a few rows away from us are waving their yellow towels. And I don't think they're celebrating the yellow flag on that play, but they might as well be, because that could turn out to be the biggest play of this ball game.
The ball is around the 20-yard line of the Bears. They bunch up, tighten the splits. Quarterback keeper by Sanderson fights his way forward for a couple of yards.
And if that
minute 37 to go.
That timeout that was called was the last one by Sterling. So Rifle just needs to run a minute and a half off the clock.
Oh, man.
And they've got it.
Minute 25 to go. Minute 24. They're going to let this clock run down. Hedberg comes in with a play. Minute 16. Minute 15. Minute 14. Sanderson brings them out. They take as much time as possible. They bunch up again. He keeps the ball. Gets forward for a couple of yards. Third down. 58 seconds. 57. 56.
I think they're going to do it.
The Bears are going to bring home the gold football.
On a referee's flag in the end zone when nobody was watching. Everybody was watching the ball and whether Pilkington would break it, how far back he would return it. And meanwhile, the pivotal play of this ball game took place in the end zone where nobody was watching.
32 seconds. 30 seconds. The Rifle Bears are going to win the state title. Can you believe it? One more snap. Sanderson keeps it. A flag is thrown. 16 seconds to go.
I'm sure that was a defensive encroachment there.
The Bears beat Yuma 31 years ago by a score of 8-7, 8-6 in 1973 for that state title. And here they are in similar fashion. The flag is...
It was a delay of game against Rifle.
Sanderson comes out. Third down and 8. One more play, and that's all she wrote. Start celebrating, Rifle fans.
Here they come.
They snap. They take a knee. Your ball game. The Rifle Bears are state champions of 2004.
And the Rifle players are telling the fans to get off the field, but
the
I don't
celebration
think they're gonna
is
be
on.
Able to hold them. Here they come.
7-6, the final score. Unbelievable turn of events.
From a team that lost 3 of 4 in the middle of its season, was about to slip out of the playoffs, and if they hadn't added Eagle Valley in a fourth playoff team, Rifle would not have even been in the playoffs this year. Up until this year, they only took 3 teams. And now there's bedlam out in the middle of the field. There's no way the coaches are going to be able to talk with their players because the fans want to surround them and give them a big bear hug in the middle of the field.
7-6. Absolutely incredible. Rifle Bears over the Sterling Tigers. Boy, a new piece of hardware can be added to the Rifle Trophy case after 31 years. Fantastic. We're going to take a timeout, catch our breath. We come back, we'll see if we can join the party. Bears win 7-6, they're state champs. You're listening to KMTS. We'll be back right after this timeout. Welcome back to Bears Stadium, where they're celebrating.
Can you hear me?
They're celebrating the Rifle Bears, their first state championship in 31 years.
Ron, can you hear me?
Yes. Jack, we're back on. Rifle Bears winners over the Sterling Tigers, 7-6, the final score. An unbelievable defensive battle.
Are you there?
We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll catch up. We'll see if we can catch up with one of the players or the coaches. Back right up to this on KMTS.
Okay, now I got some static.
Welcome back to Bears Stadium. The Rifle Bears victorious over the Sterling Tigers, 7-6, the final score.
just an amazing defensive battle for the Rifle Bears right now. They're players, seniors, hoisting up the gold football. A phenomenal victory for these Rifle Bears. First state championship in 31 years. Congratulations to the Bears and Coach Daryl Gorham. So many times they've made it to the dance, but have lost the game in the first or second round. This year, the fourth team out of the West Hope overcame obstacles and difficulties and came back and won the state title. Just incredible. Seniors hugging each other and enjoying this victory. Zach LeCount, tears in his eyes. He had a big interception this afternoon. High five all around. The crowd is not dispersed. They're just kind of in the middle of the field. Tears of joy. Rifle Bears are now that's going to look nice in the Bears trophy. You heard Bill Sanderson, Kyle Sanderson's dad, talk about the theme this year, and that was, it's time, it's time. It didn't look like it was time in the middle of the season. They struggled, but boy, did they come back. Bears beat the Sterling Tigers 7-6. Just tears of joy and elation here in the middle of the field. Middle of the month. Boy, this field has been through the ringer. Now Kyle Sanderson holding up the trophy. Just an amazing it's a struggle for the Bears. Just their backs against their own goal line so many times in that second half.
Well, they came up with a couple of fumbles, key fumbles both times. The defense caused it, and you got to just hand it to the D. It didn't look like they had a chance. Squire had them first and goal at the 9 once, and then they had the ball inside the 15 another time. They got the two fumble recoveries there. And then, of course, it seems kind of strange to win a state championship on a roughing the punter kick, but really, that's what it came down to. But as well as the Bears have played on defense. And you can hear, we'll be him ground out now.
One of the seniors with the Rifle Bears who doesn't see much playing time, pretty clean uniform, getting his chance there, hoisting him up.
Richard Martinez. But as well as the Bears have been playing, they defended Squire all day long. Who knows? They might have turned him away again. They made every play, every time they had to make a play. Just an amazing performance by the Rifle Bears.
Well, just tears of joy and elation from players and coaches. Wait, it's been. I see Troy Weiss, who's been a terrific player for the Rifle Bears over the years.
Well, they don't have quite the symbolism of climbing up on the ladder and cutting down the net that a state championship in basketball has, but there's no less joy here in Bearville as each of the players are taking a turn holding up the wood-based trophy with the gold football in the middle of it.
Well, these are memories that the seniors will carry with them for the rest of their lives. Those that played in the 1973 championship team will clearly remember. Let's see if we can get Kyle Sanderson.
Sure, we'll get it.
Okay. Your quarterback.
Kyle, you got a minute? Come on over here. All right, we're going to have a tough time talking to Kyle because you're the man of the hour. Everybody wants to see you today. looks like a pretty muddy surface we're standing on right here.
It was
tough going.
It was so hard to play in. Ball was flying everywhere. Foot, couldn't keep your foot. You know, it's just, it was heart. I think heart is what brought us. Brought us here the whole year. And it's incredible. You have to experience it to know how it feels. And I don't know. This team has been together forever, and we knew we had the talent to do it. We just needed to find the heart to do it, and we got it.
We were speculating before the game began that long trip to Cortez after your team lost 3 out of 4 games in the middle of the season might have been an opportunity for you either to make or break your season.
Oh yeah, well that game going to Cortez is like a playoff game sometimes. Like we would have to travel to the front range, you know, and it's a long trip, so we kind of take that as a playoff game, and you know, we had to win the Cortez game to stay in any playoff race. So from Cortez on, it was our playoffs. We won 6, you know. It's just
Kyle, I talked to your dad before the game, and I see he's just grinning from ear to ear. He reminded me that you guys came up with a theme before the season, and it was it's time. And boy, it didn't look like in the middle of the season you had to overcome some roadblocks.
Oh yeah. Well, we could lose a few and still go all the way, but after that loss, we had to win out, and that the slogan came back to us, and you know it was kind of in the back of our minds, but we brought it to the front, and it's time just meant state championship for Rifle, and we knew we could do it, and we did.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kyle Sanderson, senior quarterback for the Rifle Bears. See if we can find someone else to talk to here. 7-6, the Rifle Bears victorious over the Sterling Tigers to win the 3A state championship. It's just no one wants to leave. It's like a party that no one wants to leave. Now Tyler Ghost, Jr., he'll be back next year. He's posing with the gold football. Fans,
I'd like
and
to find one of the interior linemen because they're the ones that did the job all
day
long.
There's Mr. Zimmerman over there.
Yeah, maybe we should work our way over to him.
Wander over there. Bears hang on. 7-6, the victory over Sterling. Trying to see if we can get a word with Jeff Zimmerman.
We got Jeff Zimmerman here. What a ball game on the in between tackle to tackle.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Defense both ways. And, I don't know, somehow we came out better.
You had your backs against the wall a couple of times there and were able to get some fumbles. Do you know who got those fumbles? We weren't able to tell from up high.
I know John Alderson got one, and I don't know about the other.
And, of course, you finally got to Squire there. You were chasing him all day long. What was that like?
It's pretty rough. The ground's pretty slick out here. It's hard to change directions quick and things like that. So.
And it seemed like he had the arm to get that ball downfield. Every time he rolled out or dropped back or scrambled, there was a potential for a long play like that one to Pilkington there at the end.
Yeah, he was pretty good throw, no matter where he was running, if he was planning or running.
And how about offensively? It was a little tough. We got Rocky Rahman over here, too. We might be able to grab him and tell us a little bit about what was going on. But as far as running the football, what were they doing on defense that was keeping you guys, or was it mostly the field, do you think?
I think it was a couple conditions, the field, and, I don't know, just blocks and things like that.
And what are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
I feel great. That's about it.
Right. Well, congratulations, Jeff, and thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, you called?
All right, we're still roaming around.
Yeah? Turn him down? Okay. Okay, gotcha.
We're standing amidst the fans and the celebration here at Bears Stadium. And what a long, strange trip it's been.
Got Casey Dunlap over here, Jack. Casey, congratulations. What a hard-fought victory, but it was kind of typical of the Bears season.
Yes, it was. We had a battle to the end, just like every game this year. Nothing given to us all year. Just us and our coaches working on the victory every week.
You know, they were stopping the running game in that first half. Rocky couldn't get on track. You had some problems. So it was Jordan Robinson was really the star of that first half, and then made that great catch. What did you think of that catch where he just took the ball away for that touchdown?
That catch was amazing, and we ran that play once before, and everybody got down on him, so he stepped up his game, and he made the play that time. And winning touchdown right there.
Well, this is a day, a season you won't forget for the rest of your life.
Yes, never again. I'll never forget this.
That 1973 trophy was getting a little tarnished. You got a nice, shiny new gold football in the case.
Yes, I did. Or yes, we did, huh? Thank you.
Congratulations, Casey.
Thank you.
Starting fullback, Casey Dunlap, and linebacker. And looking for Coach Gorham, Jack. I don't...
Well, I was looking for the media crowd, but I don't see him. I saw him earlier. I was about 5 feet away from him, but I couldn't hear anything through my headphones at that point.
You know, Jordan Robinson, you can't say enough about his performance. Jack, hey, Zach LeCount. Zach, we're on KMTS. Tell me about that pick. That was a huge turnaround for the Bears.
Well, we went up against it in practice a couple of times, and I knew it was coming. I was kind of a little bit of luck. I just recognized it, and I don't know how I got up that high, but managed to pick it off.
You know, it was just one of those hard-fought, hard-scrapping victories that was typical of the Bears season.
Yeah, our defense really won us the game. Like, our DBs had been kind of picked on a little bit early. They stepped up huge tonight, and they couldn't run the ball. Our defense was huge. They wouldn't have had anything if they wouldn't have ran that first kickoff.
Congratulations on a great victory.
Thank you.
Zach LeCounts.
Rocky.
And the Rifle Bears, again, 7-6 victory over the Sterling Tigers to claim their first state championship in 31 years. First state title for Daryl Gorham, crowning achievement for a coach who's been criticized behind the scenes, but he's hung in there. There were rumors that Coach Gorham was going to go somewhere else, but he stuck in, hung in there, and in his 14th season, he finally gets the state crown and does it the hard way.
Well, as we're standing on this field, it's nothing but mud.
Yeah.
It's a good thing this is the last game on this field.
Yeah, it's going to take some serious work to get it back into playing condition. Well, the party continues at Bears Stadium. I'm looking for Coach Gorham. I don't see him. Well, again, the Rifle Bears victorious over the Sterling Tigers 7-6 for the state championship. All the scoring took place in the first half. Bears took some risky plays in that second half on fourth down.
Well, they spent the entire second half, it appeared, in pursuit of a first down, and they weren't able to get it, but they were able to get key turnovers. They got an interception by Rocky Rahman that set up their one score. And they recovered a couple of fumbles in the second half. One of them at the 9-yard line, at the 10-yard line, and the other one coming, I'm trying to find it, here it is, at the 13. It was first and 10 at the 13 with about 3 minutes to go. And it looked like the state championship was in jeopardy right there. And you heard Jeff Zimmerman say he thought John Alderson came up with it. I couldn't pick out a number in the mud bowl here, but key defensive stand once again for the Rifle Bears. It's facing a first and goal earlier and getting a fumble, and then once again a fumble with about 3 minutes to go. And then they had the ball at their own 5-yard line. We're not able to get a first down. It was 4th and 6, and John Alderson was going to punt out of his own end zone. A high kick that was fielded by Pilkington about at the 35 with about a minute and 40 seconds to go. And once again, it looked like Rifle was really going to have to stand tough on defense. But the flag that nobody saw until after that play was completed, Alderson was roughed in the end zone. And Rifle got the ball back and was able to just run out the clock from there.
And again, Jeff Squire with some incredible stats through the air and connecting several times with Derek Pilkington, his star receiver. We got Alfonso Alfini.
Hey, Fonz.
Star of yesteryear for the Rifle Bears. Fonz, it's got to feel good to see your old school get the title.
I couldn't be happier for these guys. I don't think it would feel any better if I won it. That's how good it feels.
Coach Gorham really deserves this. He's really put in a lot of tough years. He's been criticized, you know, bowing out in the first or second round. But this year, this team just never died.
No, they never died. And that was the funny thing. You know, they had their low points, too. It was like a perfect reflection of Coach Gorham's career, you know. They lost to Glenwood. They lost to Moffitt. And they come back and they win the state championship, you know. Perfect. Perfect Rifle ending.
I notice you're up here giving a hug to Coach Jabor.
Yes, second grade. A lot of memories.
He was the best.
One of the best. Heck yeah. Still got his Rifle Legend. Bears hat on. A lot of memories there.
Well, Fonz, thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations. Go enjoy this with the rest of the school and the city. This is great for the Western Slope.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
678 Mason Court.
7-6 the final score of the Rifle Bears, victorious over the Sterling Tigers. That's going to about do it from Bears Stadium. I want to thank our sponsors of local sports on KMTS, and it's a long list, and we want to thank them so much for their support. Farmers Insurance, Advanced Automotive, Rifle Paint, Stereo Unlimited, Western Rockies Federal Credit Union, Finishing Touch Four-Wheel Drive Center, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kristen Hodgen, Napa Auto Parts, Countrywide Home Loans, Cash Now Rocky Mountain, InSignal, Jeans Printing, Carolette's Country Store, Radio Shack and Rifle, Harrelson Music, Colorado Heritage Real Estate, Colorado Heritage Real Estate Danette Dickey, Colorado Heritage Real Estate Darren Smith, Rifle Performance Motorsports, Glenwood Auto Group, Flood Doctor, Academy of Dance and Gymnastics, Cruise Control, Rifle KFC, the Rifle Fire Protection District, Giard Homes, Phones R Us, Elmer Glass, Duffy's Garage, Resort Mountain Billiards, National Transmission, Mountain Time Tanning, Just Kidding Around, Juicy Lucy's, Glenwood True Value, Edward Jones, Domino's Pizza, Soper Surfers, Flooring America, McDonald's, Berthoud Motors, Ace Hardware, and Mountain Air Mechanical. Wow, what an afternoon this has been. This is my first football state championship. What a joy it's been. And congratulations to the Rifle Bears, Rifle High School, the City of Rifle, and the Western Slope. What a great victory. 7-6 the final score of the Rifle Bears over the Sterling Tigers. They are the 3A state champions of 2004. Well, Jack, we get our running shoes on. We're going to do a basketball game in a couple hours from Glenwood High School.
Change the shape of the ball and keep on rolling.
That's it. Thanks again, Jack, for your great commentary and keeping great stats throughout the football season. Thanks to Brian Bark and to Cheryl Minter back at the studio for running the board. And thank you again for listening to the best country. Your home for local sports, 99.1 and 96.7 KMTS.